From Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, the sixth game of the 1960 World Series, the New York Yankees versus the Pittsburgh Pirates, brought to you today by General Motors and by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. It's game number six of the 1960 World Series, and this is Jack Quinlan, along with Chuck Thompson, back here in Pittsburgh at the home of the Pirates, Forbes Field. This is where this thrilling show began 1 week ago today, and now, a week later, the Pirates lead the New York Yankees in the series 3-2. Today, the Pirates are sending right-hander Bob Friend to the mound in an effort to close out the series and raise the first World Championship flag over Forbes Field since way back in 1925. The Bucks are only one game away from the glory and the gold, although not necessarily in that order, and they would like to put that money in the bank tonight. The New York Yankees, with their backs to the wall, are countering with southpaw Whitey Ford. It was only this morning that the Yankee boss, Casey Stengel, finally made his pitching choice. He wasn't sure whether it would be Bob Turley or Ford. Both had beaten the Pirates in the series, and many observers figured that it would be Ford, since Whitey pitched the only shutout of the series. Last Saturday in New York's Yankee Stadium, Ford blanked the Pirates on only 4 hits by a score of 10-0, coasting to an easy Yankee victory. There were others, however, who figured that Turley had a better chance of squaring the series for the Bombers today. Ford, they reasoned, is not an effective pitcher with only 3 days rest normally. Turley, on the other hand, has had 5 days off. Turley pitched here last Thursday and defeated Friend 16-3, but Stengel has decided to go with Ford, the shutout pitcher. Well, to say that Pirate fans are happy, jubilant, excited, and optimistic is a rather mild way to put it. These fans are certain that nothing stands in the way now of the World Championship. The two teams arrived back in Pittsburgh on Monday night from New York, and upon arriving at the Greater Pittsburgh Airport, Danny Murtaugh and his Pirates were greeted by some 10,000 screaming fans. Fans who knew all along that their beloved Buccaneers could do it, that they could come back. Down here at home plate, we have the 6 umpires working the World Series. Captain Dick Groat of the Pirates is out there with the Pittsburgh lineup. Manager Casey Stengel of the Yankees has not arrived yet with the New York lineup. Here he comes now out of the Yankee dugout at third base. Now, the starting lineup for the Yankees. Cleet Boyer will lead off and play third base. Tony Kubek will be at shortstop, batting second. Roger Maris in right field, hitting third. Mickey Mantle in center field, batting cleanup. Yogi Berra in left field for the Yankees, hitting in the number 5 slot. Bill Scourin at first base, batting sixth. Elston Howard will do the catching. Bobby Richardson at second base, and Whitey Ford will do the pitching. Now we're going to have Jackie Heller doing the singing, Brad Hunt and his orchestra, and our national anthem. In left field. Hal Smith will do the catching. Don Hoke at third base. Bill Mazeroski at second base. And Bob Friend will do the pitching. Now, Whitey Ford has made 13 World Series starts. He has won 6 and lost 4 in his 13 starts. He has never won a World Series game away from Yankee Stadium. Ford has won all 6 of his victories at Yankee Stadium, and he's lost 2 in Yankee Stadium, and he's also lost 2 on the road. So Whitey is still looking for his first World Series win on enemy soil. Friend has pitched in only 1 World Series game. That was here at Forbes Field last Thursday. When he started, worked 4 innings, allowed 2 earned runs, and was charged with a 16-3 loss. We pause now 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY, 810 on your dial, and WGFM, Schenectady.
Here now is the umpire in alignment in this ball game at Forbes Field, game number 6. John Stevens of the American League will work behind home plate. He'll call the balls and strikes. Bill Jakowski of the National League will be at first base. Nestor Shylock of the American League at second base. Dusty Bogus of the National League at third. Stan Landis of the National League will be down the left field foul line. And Jim Honachick of the American League down the right field foul line. We have the Pirates poised over here in their dugout at first base. Here they come, led by Captain Dick Groth. The Bucks are taking the field. Now, to bring you the play-by-play report here in the first half of this ball game, number 6 in the 1960 World Series, the gentleman from Washington, D.C., Chuck Thompson. Thank you very much, Jack Quinlan. Good afternoon, baseball fans. The Pirates take the field, and up on the mound goes the big right-hander, Bob Friend, who is a most determined young man this afternoon. He was, to say the least, disappointed over his inability to defeat the Yankees, his previous try in the second game of the series here at Forbes Field, and is one of the most determined young men we've talked to. Bob Friend on the mound. Behind the plate, a new catcher today for the Pirates in his second World Series game will be Hal Smith. Now, to complete the Pirate defensive alignment for you, around the infield again, Don Hoke at third base, Dick Groth, the shortstop, Bill Mazeroski, the second baseman, and Stewart is playing first base. Out in left field, it'll be Gino Cimoli, the center fielder, and what a ball player, Bill Verdon. And the right fielder is Roberto Clemente. The leadoff hitter for the New York Yankees will be Cleet Boyer. He has been to bat in this 1960 World Series on 2 occasions, has delivered with 1 hit, and has an even .500 series batting average. And over the year for the New York Yankees, this younger brother of the fine Cardinal third baseman, Ken Boyer, hit .242 for the New York Yankees. But manager Casey Stengel has given this young man credit for many crucial base hits, and particularly a few home runs that won ball games for the Yankees. Well, here is Boyer, right-handed batter, up against Bob Friend. All ready to go. Friend looking down to Hal Smith. The 6th game of the 1960 World Series is underway at Forbes Field. The Pirates lead 3-2. Friend into the wire. The first offering, swing and a miss. Strike one. The ball game is underway. A sharp breaking curveball from Bob Friend. Incidentally, in Friend's first outing, he went 4 innings, allowed 6 base hits, walked 2, and he struck out 6 of the Yankees. The big Pirate right-handed deals, and here's a swing and a foul ball back on the netting behind the plate. 2 strikes to Cleet Boyer. He will be followed by Tony Kubek and Roger Maris in that order. In their customary spots, coaching at third base, Frankie Crosetti, and down the first base side for the Yankees, it's Ralph Hout. 2 strike pitch coming down now to right-hand biting Cleet Boyer. It's a ball outside, a check swing as Boyer started to go and then held back at the last moment. The ball dipped low and away. And the count now 1-2 to the Yankee third baseman of the afternoon, Cletus Boyer. Another great crowd here at Forbes Field, and you couldn't ask for finer weather as Bob Friend throws a ball down low again. Again, Boyer started to offer and held back on the swing, and the count now 2-2 to the leadoff hitter in the top of the first inning. Now Friend looking down to Hal Smith for the sign. Into the move now, and the 2-2 pitch coming to Boyer. Here it is. A ground ball hit right back to the mound, and a check swing grabbed by Bob Friend. He throws the first in time to get Boyer. 1-1. Boyer tried to hold back on that swing, it appeared, but he dribbled a little bit of a ground ball toward the mound, and Friend pounced on it and threw him out. 1-1 now, and here is Tony Kubek,
Kubek has been to bat in the series 22 times with 9 base hits. And he has a World Series batting average of .409, hit .273 on the season for the New York Yankees, and today is celebrating his 24th birthday. 24-year-old youngster from Milwaukee. Bob Friend throws to the left-handed batter, high and outside, ball one. Kubek has one double in the series and 2 runs batted in. Right back, here's a swing and a ground ball. Hit towards second baseman Mazeroski. He takes it out and easy, throws the first, 2 down. Two up and 2 down, and now here is Roger Maris against the right-hander Bob Friend today. Casey Stengel has dipped in there for some left-handed swingers. He's got 4 in a row in the batting order. Kubek, Maris, Mantle, and Vera. 2 out, none on, top half of the first inning, left-hand batting Maris, with a batting average of .250 in the series, and he hit .283 on the year. Runner-up in the home run championship in the American League, swings and a foul ball to sitting right below our booth. Well, Jack Quinlan made a bit of a prediction prior to the ball game today. He said, the only thing I'll predict this afternoon, Chuck, is the fact that we probably are due for a foul ball right up here in the booth, and I thought we had it, Jack. 1 strike to Maris. Maris has hit 2. World Series home runs here in 1960. Friend all ready to go. He throws, swinging another foul ball back up over our booth and out of play. 2 strikes to the Yankee right fielder Roger Maris. The Yankees have hit 8 home runs in the 5 previous games. Now the home run record for a 6-game series for one club is also held, as you well might suspect, by the Yankees. They hit 9 in 6 games in 1953. They also hold the 7-game record, hitting 12 in 1956. 2 out, not on. And the 2-strike pitch coming down to Maris. A curveball just misses, and the count is a ball and 2 strikes. Sharp breaking pitch from righty Bob Friend. Mazeroski, the Pirates' second baseman, cut around to the first base side of the infield, backed up in the outfield grass, the outfield deep, and swung a little bit toward right field to Maris. Polk is kind of deep at third base and wide of the bag. Groft favoring second. The Friend into the move now. The 1-2 pitch is a curve down low again, and the count is 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Roger Maris. Leadoff hitter Boyer bounced out to the pitcher, Bob Friend. And then Kubek hit a ground ball to Mazeroski, the second baseman, and was thrown out. And now the 2-2 pitch coming down to Roger Maris. Friend into the move, brings the arm over, deals, swing, and a foul ball in the dirt behind the plate. He gave him that downer once again, and Maris got a little piece of it and trickled it foul behind the plate. This series will be remembered, of course, for some of its great catches and the bombing of the Yankees, but I also think it might be remembered for the outstanding weather. You just couldn't have finer weather. Now the 2-2 pitch to Roger Maris. 2 out and an on. Swing and a high pop foul behind the plate is going to be out of play. Back among the spectators. And a souvenir baseball. Certainly this series will be talked about for a long time. And people will refer continually, I'm sure, to the determined comeback of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And now the 2-2 to Maris, swing on another foul ball out of play behind the plate. Count continues, 2 balls, 2 strikes to Roger Maris. Pittsburgh fans, of course, are well aware of the ability of the Pittsburgh Pirates of 1960 to bounce back. And they have done it all through the 1960 campaign. But in a World Series, sometimes it's a horse of another color. But the Pirates bounce back and now lead the Yankees 3-2. But Casey Stengel has been quoted as saying, and you better believe him, we ain't dead yet. Well, we'll see. Here's the 2-2 to Maris. Inside ball 3. Ford reached back and got a little, or rather Friend reached back and got a little extra on that fastball. And he really ripped it, jammed to Maris right on the wrist, but a little tight. So we have a full count now. 3-2 to Maris. A Friend in the move, he throws, swinging another lifted fly ball out in the right center field. Moving on the ball, the center fielder Bill Burton. He's under it, looks up. Burton makes the catch. Now the Yankees are 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. And the score at the end of the first half inning of play, it's the New York Yankees nothing and the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
This year, General Motors offers you cars with more solid value built into them, more breadth of choice than you've ever known. Yes, it's
value and choice from GM.
So today's the day to see your quality GM dealer.
Value and choice.
fans, here's something that every motorist should know. Exclusive GM Guardian Maintenance, which means factory-trained mechanics giving educated service with factory-approved parts and the most modern equipment. Take your car or truck to your GM dealer for Guardian Maintenance. In the last half of the first inning, Bill Verdon will lead off for the Pirates, followed by Dick Grohl and then Roberto Clemente against the southpaw Whitey Ford. Here in Fox Field, in the two games that have been played here prior to this afternoon, 73,984 were in attendance. A total of 274,550 have seen the first five games. Here is Bill Verdon. Verdon, who hit 190 through the first five games, 21 times at bat with four base hits, and three of the four have been doubles, incidentally, has driven in three runs. And boy, it goes without saying that this fellow has cut off a few Yankee runs with his outstanding defensive play in center field. Verdon hit 264 in the regular season for the Pirates, left-handed batter, and Whitey Ford, the Yankee southpaw, into the move, deals a curve, and a strike is called by plate umpire Stevens. Strike pitch coming down to left-hand batting four. Swirler, first and foremost, a line drive into the center field. It's going to drop for the base hit. In front of the Mickey Mantle, third of the time, with a line single to center field. Verdon gets the game's first base hit and his fifth of the World Series. A line drive that drops in front of Mickey Mantle in center field. That brings on the Pirate captain and shortstop, Dick Grohl. In the series, Grohl has officially batted 20 times with four base hits and has a 200 batting average. He has driven in a run for the Pirates and has two doubles. Tight to the bag at first is Scout. Leading first, Verdon. Now the set. And the pitch coming to Grohl is a ball low and outside. Down on the Yankee bullpen, following the Verdon single to center field, Bob Turley is up and is throwing. Turley is warming in the Yankee bullpen down the left field side. Now Verdon out to his lead at first. Ford checks him with a look. And the Yankee southpaw deals a pitch that's a strike. Right over the outside corner above the knees. One and one now to Dick Grohl. Elston Howard doing the catching here in the sixth game for the Yankees. Around the Yankee infield, Boyer at third. Kubek at short. Second baseman Richardson. First baseman Skarin playing tight to the bag. Guarding against the lead of Verdon. Now the 1-1 pitch coming down to Dick Grohl. Ford with a long set, kicks and throws. He curved him and has cut foul into the upper deck behind first base. Now the count is a ball and two strikes to Dick Grohl. The Yankee outfield has Yogi Berra in left field, Mickey Mantle in center field, and Roger Maris in right. Coaching again for the Pirates today at third base, Frank Osiak, and down the first base side, it's Mickey Vernon. Whitey Ford, possessor of one of the best moves in baseball insofar as going to first base, naturally cuts down on the lead of Bill Verdon. Now the set by Ford and the 1-2 pitch coming to Grohl. Swinging a ground ball off the first base side. To his left wrist as he makes the throw to second base for one out. Back to first with a double play. A very quick Yankee double play. Richardson went slightly to his left, made the grab, and wheeled his throw to Kubek. That forced Verdon coming down. Kubek's return throw to Scourin at first was in time to retire Grohl, and the Yankees have come up with a double play. Second to short, back to third. Two out and none out of the final half of the first inning. No score. Yankees in the top half of the inning with three up and three down. And now with two out and none on, here is Roberto Clemente, right-hand batting Pirate right fielder. Clemente hitting 286 in the World Series today. He hit 314 in the regular year for Pittsburgh. Four throws. He curved him low inside. Ball one. Bobby Richardson, the Yankee second baseman, is also back a couple of steps on the outfield grass. And he's pulled around a little bit toward the bag at second. And the 1-0 pitch is a slow curve. Hit down the right field line. It's fading, fading. Is it fair or foul? It is a foul ball at the last moment. Way up there in the upper deck in the right field corner. Golly, that was surprising. I didn't realize at first that Clemente had had the ball hit quite so well. But it zoomed in foul territory in the upper deck. A long foul ball. One ball, one strike now to Clemente. It is 300 feet down the right field foul line here at Forbes Field in Pittsburgh. And down the opposite foul line, down in the left field corner, it's 365 feet. Now, Elston Howard pumps out the sign. The count, a ball and a strike to Clemente, and Ford throws.
He misses low with a breaking ball. Two balls, one strike now. Clemente on the air for the Pirates, knocked in 94 runs. He's an exciting, dashing type of a ball player. All ready to go. The Yankee left-hander throws. Here's a swing and a ground ball off the first base side through the right field for a base hit. Clemente singles to right field. And the Pirates have picked up their second hit. Off Whitey Ford here in the first inning. Two out. Clemente at first. And the batter is going to be Dick Stewart. Stewart in 16 trips to the plate in the 1960 series has hit safely three times. They've all been singles. He has yet to drive in a Pirate run, and he'd like nothing better, of course. Over the year, however, Stewart knocked in 83 runs for the Pirates. Two out, Clemente, the runner at first base, Skyland tight to the bag, and Ford leaning in now to pick up the sign from Elston Howard. Big, tall, powerfully built right-hand batting, Dick Stewart waiting. The pitch is outside. Ball one. Well, this is the afternoon. The Pirates, of course, are hopeful of winning it all. And needless to say, the Yankees today have got to win, or there's no tomorrow. One ball, no strikes to Stewart. Two out. Clemente, the runner at first base for the Pirates. No score in the ball game in the last half of the first. Now the 1-0 pitch coming down to Dick Stewart. Here it is. Curve. Big swing and a miss. Strike one. Ford gave Stewart the slow curveball, and the big fella gave it a quick swing and couldn't find it. One ball, one strike to Stewart. Yankee outfield deep and around toward left of this big power swinging Dick Stewart. And boy, he can hit the ball about as far as anyone in baseball today. Now, Ford has taken enough time so that Stewart calls for time and steps out of the box momentarily. Back in again. Count, one ball, one strike, two out. Clemente, the runner at first. No score in the ball game. Ford ready to go now. The 1-1 pitch to Stewart. Long wait. Now the throw. Strike. He got a good quick breaking ball over the outside corner above the knees. One ball, two strikes to Stewart. Well, this is certainly the kind of a ballpark that you'd have to call a pitcher's ballpark, one of the biggest in the major leagues. Only center field at Yankee Stadium is any bigger. And in 51 years, no pitcher has ever thrown a no-hitter in this ballpark. One ball, two strikes now to Stewart. Clemente with a good lead at first base, the set by Whitey Ford. The pitch coming to Stewart is a ball inside high. Ford kind of started off the third base side of the mound, thought he had a good pitch. And it was pretty close, but plate umpire Stevens said, uh-uh. Bob Turley is still throwing down in the Yankee bullpen in left field. When Verdon opened the game with a line single to center field, Turley got up in the Yankee bullpen. Right now, he's just kind of staying loose. Two balls, two strikes to Dick Stewart. Ford all ready to go into the abbreviated stretch. The left-hander sets above the belt. Now kicks and throws. Ball three is up high. Fill the count now. 3-2. The Pirate first baseman, Dick Stewart. Well, with two out and a 3-2 count to Dick Stewart, Clemente loses up down the first base way. He'll be winging. Of course, Ford stares right at him to hold down that lead a little bit. Now the set. There goes Clemente. The pitch is swung and missed. He struck him out. So Ford, not just a strikeout, and that's all for the Pirates in the first inning. No runs. They had two base hits. No Yankee errors. One man left. And the score at the end of the first inning, it's the New York Yankees nothing, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
Stalks, why are you driving to the bull ring?
Matador, I just couldn't wait to show you this Chevrolet. New size Chevrolet. 60 wonderful Chevrolet. Your car. If you're a man who wants value, this Chevrolet your car.
Aficionados holler,
oi!
For my car.
It has power and sweep and comfort, of course.
Chevrolet's my car, or I'm a picador sport.
Chances are you'll find your new car at the end. Cause there's more to the front. Now you ain't right from here.
I must drive away this new Chevrolet. Adios, Senor Stokes.
Hey, what about that bull?
Let him get his own car.
To lead off for the Yankees in the top half of the second inning, here is center fielder Mickey Mantle. Mantle having a tremendous series, particularly as a right-handed batter. His overall series average is .375. He has hit 3 home runs, has driven in 7. Bob Friend on the mound for the Pirates. Swings into the wind. The first pitch coming down to left-hand batting Mantle is high and outside for a ball. Mantle's been up 16 times, has 7 runs batted in, has walked 7 times, has struck out 7 times, and he's got a total of 16 bases. More than just about anybody. Now the 1-0 pitch to Mantle is a strike. Good breaking pitch to the corner. 1-1 to Mantle. He will be followed by Yogi Berra and then Bill Scour in that order. As the Yankees bat in the top half of the second inning, no score. The 6th game of the series in Forbes Field, Pittsburgh. Friend delivers. Strike 2. Friend aboard a quick breaking pitch into Mantle. He steps out momentarily and is talking to plate umpire Stevens. Well, the Yankees, of course, know what is at stake better than anyone in the ballpark. And they'll be battling and fighting their utmost over each and every pitch. 1-2, the count to Mantle. Left-hand batter against the right-hand tosses of Friend. Here comes the pitch. A bunt right back to the mound. Grabbed by Friend. He throws to first. In time, and that's all for Mantle. That's the second time we've seen Mantle bunting with a count of 2 strikes on it. You recall at Yankee Stadium he bunted the other day and bunted it foul and was a strikeout victim. This one went right straight back to the mound. Grabbed there by Bob Friend. And he threw him out. One out now. Here is Yogi Berra. Berra has been up in this 1960 series 14 times. Has 3 base hits. They've all been singles. He's knocked in 2 runs. Is hitting for a .214 average. Pitch coming down. There's a ball inside. Yogi only needs 1 single to equal the World Series record of the most one base hits in a total series, which is held by the Fordham Flash, Frankie Frisch, 45. He needs just 1 base hit to equal. Here's a ball high and outside now to Berra. 2 balls and no strikes. One away. None on. Yankees at bat on the top half of the second inning. No score here at Forbes Field. Bob Friend throws, and Berra looks. It's low inside at the ball 3, and Hal Smith kind of shakes his head a little bit at Bob Friend. Into the move now. 3-0 pitch coming to Yogi Berra. He looks and is down low for a ball 4, and so Friend has issued a walk to Yogi Berra, and the Yankees have their first base runner of the afternoon, bringing out Bill Scourin. Scourin has been to the plate in this series 23 times with 8 base hits, a very fine .348 batting average, has a home run and a double to his credit, and 4 runs batted in. And this fella hits him a long way, particularly to center and to right center. Friend all ready to go now. In the set, he kicks and throws. Scourin swings ground ball. Find the first baseman, Stewart, out at the deep right field corner. Clemente is running it down. As Berra swings second and digs the third, he'll pull in without a throw. And Scourin has ripped a ground single by the Pirate first baseman, Stewart, out at the right field corner. Berra has moved around to third base. And holding first with the Yankees' first hit of the afternoon is Bill Scourin. His 9th hit of this series. So with one away now, the Yankees have runners on the corners at first and third, and the batter will be the Yankee catcher of the afternoon, Elston Howard. Elston is hitting .462 in this series. 13 trips with 6 base hits, and he's had a little bit of everything. He's had a double, a triple, a home run, and 4 runs batted in, along with 3 singles. No score, but the Yankees threaten now with one out and runners at first and third. Elston Howard, lean right-handed batter, steps in, and Bob Friend kicks and throws. A ball low and outside to Howard. In the course of the season, Bob Friend made 37 starts for the Pirates and completed 16 ball games. Now the 1-0 pitch coming to right-hand batting Howard. He swings and misses. Friend showed him that curveball again. 1-1 strike. Rossetti talking it up down the third baseway for the Yankees, and Ralph Houk pacing nervously back and forth in the first base coaching box. One ball, one strike to Elston Howard. Berra at third. Scourin at first. One away. Now the 1-1 to Howard is a ball. He started to go and then held back on the swing. Took the pitch high. And the count is two balls, one strike. Jack Quinlan just points out Casey Stengel is right up there on the top step of the Yankee dugout down the third base line, third base way, eagle-eyeing every pitch. Now the 2-1 coming to Howard. It's strike two call as a quick pitch, probably a slider. Seemed to be moving away from the right-hand batting Howard. Caught the outside corner. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two, the count to Elston Howard. Scouring at first. Berra at third. And Smitty down pumping the sign. Bob Friend about ready to go. He's in trouble here in the Yankee half of the second inning. The big Pirate right-hander sets. And the 2-2 to Howard. He swings in a high pop foul that's going to be out of play down the first base side. So the count continues 2-2 to Elston Howard. Mantle opened the inning attempting a bunt. Was thrown out by pitcher Bob Friend. The walk to Yogi Berra, and then Scourin singled to right field, and Berra took third. The count now 2-2 to Elston Howard. And here's Friend, all ready to go. He throws a pitch that's inside, and it's hit to Howard. He tried to fall away. The ball rolled all the way down the first base side, and here is Murtaugh coming out, and he may be protesting. The ball hit the bat, but Elston Howard shows John Stevens, plate umpire, the hand. And he has been hit on the throwing hand, on the right hand, which incidentally was injured, you know, in the closing series of the year between the Yankees and the Senators. So Elston Howard has been hit by the pitch. Down to second base goes Bill Scourin. On at first will be Elston Howard. And the batter with the bases loaded will be Bobby Richardson. And no one needs to be reminded about what this little fella from Sumter, South Carolina did with the bases loaded in Yankee Stadium. Richardson has driven in 9 runs in 5 games. Now, the record for runs batted in 6 games in a World Series is held by Ted Kluszewski of the Chicago White Sox, who knocked in 10 last year. And the record for runs batted in a 7-game series belongs to Yogi Berra, and it also is 10 runs batted in. And Richardson has 9 right now. Elston Howard is going to the dugout. It appears that he will not be able to continue as he moves down into the runway back to the Yankee clubhouse. And Stengel now has gone to the Yankee dugout off the third base side. And we'll have a runner coming out for Elston Howard. Still waiting to see what it'll be. They have signed to the bullpen down there, and the umpire down on the left field foul line, Stan Landis, has given the sign to someone to come on in and run for Elston Howard. It looks like the big Yankee right-hander, Eli Gerba, we'll know in just a moment, but it is Eli Gerba, and we'll have the announcement. Gerba is running for Elston Howard, who was hit on the right hand by a pitch from Bob Friend and has left the ball game. And Gerba is on to run. The Yankees have loaded the bases with one out. In the top half of the second inning, no score. Pirates nothing, Yankees nothing, and Friend in trouble now. Richardson hitting 350 on the season, or on the series. And he hit 252 on the season. Last year was the only Yankee regular to hit 300. Steps in now, right-hand batting, right-hand pitching. Friend throws, swing and a miss. Strike one. Bases loaded. Richardson the batter. John Blanchard is beginning to loosen up down in the Yankee bullpen and will probably come on in, take over the catching chores. And the one strike pitch coming to Richardson is low, and a fine save by the Pirate catcher, Hal Smith. Beauty, he blocked it and kept it from getting behind him. One ball and one strike now to Richardson. Now the 1-1 pitch coming down to Bobby Richardson. It's a pitch too high and outside, Bobby. For a ball, 2-1 now. Activity in the Pirate bullpen down on the right field corner. Tom Cheney and Vinegar Ben Mizell. Mizell and Cheney are warming in the Pirate bullpen in right field. A count, two balls, one strike to Richardson. Bases loaded, one out, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball, well hit into center field. Coming in is Burden. Tagging up at third is Barra. Here's the catch by Burden, and Barra starts at the plate and then decides to go right back to third base. No chance to come in. Richardson skied straight away to center field to Burden, who came in on the ball very slowly, and then started to pick up momentum as he approached the ball, made the grab, and rifled a perfect strike to the plate, and Barra came down the line maybe 10 or 15 feet and then decided, went right back to third base. So there are now two out. In the Yankee half of the second inning, the bases remain loaded, and the batter will be pitcher Whitey Ford. Ford, a left-handed batter, and he hit 151 on the season for the New York Yankees. All ready to go now. Friend throws outside low, ball one to Whitey. Incidentally, with the entrance of Gerba as a pinch runner for Elston Howard, now all of the eligible players in the 1960 World Series have seen service. Prior to today, Gerba was the only man who had not been in. Now the 1-0 to Ford. It's a strike over the outside corner of the letters. One ball, one strike to Whitey Ford. Pitch to the white to the Whitey Ford is down low for a two. Trying to pick up that announcement on the injury to Elston Howard. We'll give it to you in just a moment. We have been told that Elston Howard was hit on the side of the right hand. The count to Ford, two balls, one strike, and Friend into the move now delivers, swing and a foul ball out of play off the third base side. The count 2-2 now to the Yankee hurler. Bases loaded, two outs. In the Yankee half of the second inning, no score. The Pirates nothing, the Yankees nothing. But the Yankees with a king-size spread going here in the top half of the second. Barra, the runner at third base. Scourin at second base. Gerba, the runner at first base. Friend into the move, the 2-2 to Ford. Ground ball knocked down by Ford on the third base side of the mound. He races over, picks up, throws to the plate. It is not in time, and Barra scores. A sharply hit ground ball off the third base side of the mound was knocked down by Bob Friend. He raced to the third base side, made the pickup. The only play possible was try and force Barrett the plate he threw, but not in time. And so the run will score, and the Yankees lead 1-0. All runners move up. An infield hit off the glove of pitcher Bob Friend drives in the first Yankee run. It's 1-0 now. Ford is on at first base. Gerber down to second and Scourin over to third. And the top end of the batting order, Cletus Boyer. In the first inning, Boyer bounced out to pitcher Bob Friend. Ford stung that ball, hit it sharply off the third base side of the mound. Friend backhanded the ball. It was too hot to handle. By the time he recovered and threw to the plate, Barra had scored. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Two outs. Bases loaded. Yankees lead 1-0 in this top half of the second inning. And the one strike pitch to Richardson. A swing and a miss for strike two to Cletus Boyer. Excuse me. Boyer awaiting the two strike pitch from Bob Friend, who wastes no time. And the Pirate right hander throws. Struck him out. So Boyer goes down. So the Yankees in the second inning get one run. On two base hits. No Pirate errors, and three Yankees are left on, and the score at the end of an inning and a half, it's the New York Yankees 1, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
Value and joy from GM. Take the great new Oldsmobile for 61, the action line in performance and design. Only Olds has new high-dramatic with accelerator action and new high-performance skyrocket engines. They're the rocket for every pocket in 61. See the full Oldsmobile action line at your quality Oldsmobile dealers.
Stop in and see the new Oldsmobile today. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
There's more enjoyment in the game, more enjoyment in the glass, when it's filled with refreshing Saratoga Vichy, the genuine Vichy with a yellow label, always asked for it by name, Saratoga Vichy.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Gino Cimoli, Pirate left fielder, will lead off against Whitey Ford in the bottom of the second inning. And, of course, a new Yankee catcher is in the ballgame now. Johnny Blanchard is now catching. Blanchard catching for the Yankees. Well, here's Cimoli. 3 hits and 15 trips in the series so far, and even 200 batting average, a run knocked in. Right-hand swinger. And the Yankee outfield plays him to hit the ball to the opposite side. Mantle is kind of shaded a little bit toward right center. Gino hits out of a pronounced closed stance. All ready to go. Whitey Ford throws. Cimoli swings and fouls it away. Out of play. Strike one, as you know. It'll be Cimoli, catcher Hal Smith, and third baseman Don Hoke in that order against Whitey Ford in the Pirate half of the second inning. The score, the Yankees 1 and the Pirates nothing. The left-hander throws. He's up high and away with this one, and the count evens. 1-1 to Cimoli. And the 1-1 to Gino. Swing and a high foul ball out of play down the first base side. Matter of fact, up on the roof and out of play. 1-2. Cimoli, who did a very fine job playing the top left field in Yankee Stadium, was kidded slightly by Casey Stengel, the Yankee manager, because in his effort to be protected against that sun and the shadows of Yankee Stadium, Cimoli spent a lot of time with his gloved hand up over his head, and Stengel said he played left field as if he were holding his hands over his head to be x-rayed. But he played it. Now the 1-2 pitch coming down to Cimoli. It's inside, and the right-hander takes ball 2. 2-2 now. Yankees 1, Pirates nothing. Pirates batting last half of the second inning. Now Ford into the move, and the 2-2 pitch coming to Cimoli. Swinging a ground ball off the third base side, charging Cletus Boyer. Hands on a belt high hop, throws to first in time to get Cimoli. And that'll be the first out of the inning as Gino Cimoli grounds out the third baseman, Cletus Boyer. That'll bring on Hal Smith, who is looking for his first World Series base hit. He played in one previous game, came up 3 times without a base hit. Over the year for the Pirates, this right-hand swinger hit 295 and knocked in 45 runs. And normally, he's hit Whitey Ford pretty well. The pitch coming down is a breaking ball, but it fails to come over. Ball one. When Smith was in the American League with the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics, he enjoyed fair success against Whitey Ford. And the pitch, swinging a ground ball, sharp to get it in the hole. They sit to left field. Barra moving over the field of the ball, and Smith is on with a ground single between short and third. So with one out and a runner at first base, here is Don Hoke, who gets a tremendous ovation from the Pirate fans at Ford's Field. Don is hitting .278 in the series today with 5 hits and 18 trips, 2 doubles, and 3 runs batted in. Yankee infield this afternoon is composed of Cletus Boyer at third base, Kubek at shortstop, Richardson at second base, Scourin at first, Berra out in left field, Mantle in center, and Maris in right field. And Johnny Blanchard replacing the injured Elston Howard behind the plate. Swinging a ground ball up the third base side, charging to his left, the third base makes a leaping grab, throws to second for the force out, and that's the only play. A fine defensive maneuver by Cleet Boyer, who went hard to the glove side and then leaped up in the air to catch the high bouncer and made a quick throw to Bobby Richardson at second base to force the runner, Hal Smith, for the second out of the inning. Two out on the Pirate half of the second. The batter now is Bill Mazeroski, the Pirate second baseman, who's having a wonderful series and a .333 batting average. Has 3 extra base hits, 2 have been doubles, and 1 a 2-run home run. He's knocked in 4 runs all told. Right-hand swinger with good power. 2 out now. Hoke the runner at first base. And the set by Whitey Ford. A long set. Now he kicks and throws. Curve darts low and is blocked beautifully by Johnny Blanchard. No advance on the part of the base runner, Hope. Blanchard blocked the ball right out in front of the plate. Ball one now to Mazeroski. Shirt sleeve crowd in the Sun Fortunes of the grandstand at Forbes Field this afternoon. Forward ready now. The 1-0 pitch for the right-hand batting Mazeroski. Throws. Ball low and outside. 2-0 now to Mazeroski. Now the 2-0 to Mazeroski. A good curveball comes in on Mazeroski, and the count is 2-1 now. Bill looking all the way. An infield hit by Whitey Ford with the bases loaded drove in the only Yankee run so far. Yanks 1, Pirates nothing. And the 2-1 pitch coming to Mazeroski. He swings a long drive hit deep to center. Mantle going to his right, backing up, looks up and makes the grab. A well-hit line drive into center field, caught by Mickey Mantle for the final out. And in the Pirate half of the second inning, no runs, one base hit, no Yankee errors, a man left of the score. Now at the end of two complete, it's the Yankees 1 and the Pirates nothing.
Bonjour. I wish to buy a car who will look, how does one say, dashing, elegant.
You mean the 61 Buick with the clean look of action.
Well, you express it.
Yes, sir. It's as fine, as new as you can go, with a new gas-saving turbine transmission. The Buick makes a great impression on the lady.
Ah! She is my car.
It's got a new Wildcat engine, control arm suspension, your car.
The Arc de Triomphe will stand at attention, my car.
Buick's beautiful styling and quiet power.
We'll give them an eyeful at the Eiffel Tower.
Chances are you'll find your new car in GM. But there's more to choose from.
I suppose you'll want to drive your new Buick away right now?
We may see. I have a few friends who are waiting outside.
Leading off for the Yankees here in the third inning, it'll be Tony Kubek. In the first inning against Bob Friend, he bounced out to second baseman Mazeroski. Kubek, Maris, and Mantle are the scheduled three against Bob Friend in the top of the third inning. And the Pirate righty goes to the Y now. The first pitch to the left-handed batter is cut out and fouled in the dirt at the plate. Strike one. Bob Friend, National League player representative. On the year for Danny Murtaugh and the Pirates, Bob won 18. Now the one-strike pitch to Kubek. It's in there. Strike call. Two strikes to Kubek. 24 years old today. You'd have to say he's got quite a future in baseball. Matter of fact, he's had a couple of pretty good past years, too. Now, Friend into the move. The two-strike pitch is inside, and it nicked Kubek. He is hit by the pitch, a sharp-breaking curveball that broke down and in on the left-handed batter, evidently hit him on the leg. And so Friend now is hit two this afternoon. Kubek is on, hit by the pitch. The last man he hit, of course, in the second inning was catcher Elston Howard. Hit him on the side of the right hand. You might call it like the heel of the hand. And so Kubek takes first now with none out, and here comes Mantle, who flied out to the center fielder, Burton, in the first inning. Mantle up in the on-deck ring, Maris waiting, and here's a Friend's first offering now to Roger Maris. Swing and a foul ball out of play. Strike one. Runner at first base, Kubek. He didn't even rub after Friend nicked him with that pitch. Now Friend all ready to go. The one strike pitch coming down to Roger Maris. Here it is. Swinging a long drive hit deep into right field. Cometti goes back to the wall, and this one is off the screen. Good for extra bases. On his way to third goes Kubek. Maris is racing for second and slides in with a double. Cometti went to the wall 375 feet away. The ball hit well up over his head on that screen and bounced down on the warning track. Kubek moved right into third base, and sliding in at second with a double is Roger Maris. That for Roger will be his sixth hit of the series, his first double. He's had two home runs. And now with Yankee runners at second and third, and none out of the inning. Here comes the left-hand batting Mickey Mantle. Al Smith and Bob Friend have had a conference. And down in the Pirate bullpen now, Mizell and Tom Chaney go to work. And Friend's first offering to Mantle is swung on in a high pop fly down the third base side. It may be a foul ball chasing to the seats as third baseman Holt, but it's way back in there. Almost 20 rows in. A foul ball, strike one to Mickey Mantle. Maris's double a moment ago is the third Yankee base hit in the ballgame. The Yankees have one run on three hits. The Pirates, no runs on three hits. Mantle waiting now. The one strike pitch from Friend. Here it is. Strike two call. A good shot curveball to nick the outside corner above the knees, and Mantle takes all the way. Two strikes to Mantle. Now Friend all ready to go again into the full wide. The two strike pitch coming out of Mantle. He swings the ground ball right back through the middle. Base hit to center field. That'll score Kubek. And behind him here comes Roger Maris. And the Yankees are out in front by a score of 3-0. As Mantle has knocked in runs number 8 and 9 of this 1960 World Series, Kubek scores a second run, Maris the third run. And for Mantle, that's his seventh base hit of the series. The Yankees 3, the Pirates nothing in the sixth game at Forbes Field. And now Yogi Berra. With Mantle at first, and none out. Friend throws. Ball up high. Now the big Pirate right-hander into the set. He throws a pitch over the outside corner, and the count now levels it a ball and a strike to Berra. Yogi looking back, having a little conversation with plate umpire Stevens, of course. Yogi loves to talk to people up there. Now the one ball, one strike pitch coming down to Berra. Mantle the runner at first with none out. 3-0 Yankees. The pitch, swing and a miss as Friend broke the curveball. One ball, two strikes to Berra. Pirate manager Danny Murtaugh said that if the series goes seven games, Vernon Law will be his man tomorrow. Now the one ball, two strike pitch coming to Yogi Berra. Mantle at first base to set the pitch. Swing and a foul ball in the dirt at the plate, and the count continues at a ball and two strikes to Yogi. Stengel has said that this man has contributed more to Yankee baseball in recent years than anyone other than Joe DiMaggio. One ball, two strikes to Yogi. Three runs have scored this afternoon for the Yankees. Two in this third inning and one in the second. They lead it 3-0. The 1-2 pitch coming to Berra. Swinging a ground ball foul, bouncing into the box seats behind first base. Pirate infield, of course, up a couple of steps in double play depth. Now Friend looking down to Smith. He's ready to go into the stretch. Here's the set. The quick checking look to check Mantle. The pitch. Swing and a foul out of play behind the plate. And the count continues again. A ball and two strikes to Yogi Berra. Bob Friend, the Purdue grad. As a matter of fact, joined a father and five brothers and sisters as Purdue graduates. Trying for his first World Series win, trailing in the ballgame 3-0. The 1-2 pitch to Berra. There goes Mantle. Pitches swing on a ground ball by the second baseman out of the center field for the base hit. Mantle is on his way to third. It's hurt and bobbled the ball. Mantle comes to third and they hold him up there. Burden juggled the ball momentarily at center field, and Mantle started to go around third base, and Grissetti put on the brakes. Mantle off to third base on the single into center field by Berra, and out of the Pirate dugout now comes Danny Murtaugh. Murtaugh headed for the mound to have a talk with Bob Friend. Well, in his first outing in the 1960 series this year, Friend went four innings and allowed six base hits. He has pitched two innings now and to four men here in the third inning and has allowed a total of five Yankee base hits. And it looks as though we're going to make a pitching change, or Murtaugh is going to change pitchers right now. So the starter, Bob Friend, today goes two full innings and pitches to four men in the third inning. Allows a total of five Yankee hits. He walked a batter, hit two, struck out one, and is charged with three Yankee. Mantle at third and Bear at first are also the responsibility of the departing Bob Friend. Coming on now to replace Bob Friend is the Pirate right-hander, Tom Chaney. And this is his third World Series game. Finished one of them. He has pitched a total of three innings in the World Series, allowed two base hits to the Yankees, given up one earned run, has struck out five, and this tall, slender right-hander has not issued a walk so far. Tom Chaney. In the regular season for the Pirates, Chaney appeared in 11 ball games. He started eight of those ball games, completed one, pitched a shutout, and won two and lost two. Tom Chaney. And the first batter to face Chaney will be the right-hand batting Bill Skowron. Vera, the runner at first base, Mantle, the runner at third. Well, a walk to Yogi Berra in the second inning started Bob Friend on the uncomfortable row because Skowron then singled to right field, and Elston Howard was hit by the pitch to load the bases, and then Ford had an infield hit off the glove of pitcher Bob Friend to allow Berra to score from third with the first Yankee run. Then he hit Kubek to start this inning, a double by Maris, single by Mantle, and a single by Berra. And runners at first and third now with none out, and here's Chaney's first offering to Bill Skowron. It's too high for a ball. Tom Chaney, a right-hander, we're told his winter home is Atlanta, Georgia. One ball, no strikes now to Skowron. Chaney, the Pirate right-hander in relief of Bob Friend, kicks and throws, swinging a mean foul back on the screen by the plate. And the count to the Moose, one ball, one strike. This 25-year-old right-hander broke into baseball with Albany of the Georgia-Florida League in 1953. Now the 1-1 pitch coming down to Skowron. Chaney all ready to go. He sets, gives Mantle a look at third, now turns and throws, up high and inside, and a ball. 2-1 now to Skowron. The Yankees 3, the Pirates nothing. The Yankees at work down the top of the third inning with none out. Two runs in, and runners at first and third. And Chaney trying to hold them right where they are. The 2-1 offering now coming down to Skowron. Here it is. An overhand curve is up high on a ball three. And you hear that groan from the Pirate fans here at Forbes Field. Three balls, one strike to Bill Skowron. Tom Chaney in relief for Bob Friend, now ready to go. Here comes the big one down to the Moose. The set and the 3-1 to Skowron. He swings a long fly ball deep to right. Back goes Cometti. He seems to be getting under it now. Makes the grab, and here's the tag up by Mantle at third, and he can come cruising on in with another Yankee run. A sacrifice fly deep into right field off the bat of Bill Skowron drives in another Yankee run, and the score is now New York 4 and Pittsburgh nothing. One out in this top of the third inning. Barrow holds first base, and the batter will be Blanchard. Johnny Blanchard stepping in now. He has one hit in three trips. Chaney all ready to go with a quick look to check on Yogue over there at first base. He throws, swinging a line drive base hit to center field. Coming into the ball is Bill Verdon. Holding second is Barra on the single to center field by Johnny Blanchard. We have the southpaw, Mizell, throwing down in the Pirate bullpen in the right field corner. That's the fourth Yankee hit in this inning, and their sixth hit in the ball game. Yankees lead 4-0, and this is the one, of course, the Yankees have got to win. And the batter now is Bobby Richardson, who flied out to the center fielder Verdon in the second inning. One out, runners at first and second, and here's Cheney's first offering now to Bob Richardson. He tried the curve, missed outside low, ball one. Kind of quiet in Forbes Field, and understandably so, with the Yankees leading 4-0. Now Cheney all ready to go again. Looks back to check Bear at second base. Gives him a second look. And throws. Down low. And a ball two. Moving into this afternoon's ball game, game number six in the series, the Yankees as a team were hitting .324. The Buccos, .234. 2-0 to Richardson. A right-hander has joined Mizell in the Pirate bullpen. George Red Witt. Witt and Mizell in the Pirate bullpen. And Cheney ready now with a 2-0 pitch to Richardson. One away, Yankee runners at first and second base, and the Yanks lead the game 4-0. Cheney with a long look to second. Now he turns. Here's the pitch to Richardson. Swinging a high foul ball out of play behind the plate. 2-1. The little Bobby. And the 2-1 pitch coming down to Richardson. Mazeroski bothering Bear out there at second. A long fly ball deep to left field. Back goes Simoli, still going back. And it is over his head and off that scoreboard in deep left field. Good for extra bases. Bear is going to score. Blanchard is coming around third. He's coming on in. Down to third base goes Bobby Richardson with a stand-up triple. Bear scores run number five. Blanchard, run number six. And Bobby Richardson goes cruising in to third base with a stand-up triple off the scoreboard in left field. And two more runs batted in for Richardson. And that, of course, will break the runs batted in record. He had 9 going into the game this afternoon. And the record for runs batted in a 6-game series is held by Ted Krasuski of the White Sox with 10. And Bobby Richardson has just knocked in 2 more and has driven in 11 runs in a 6-game series. The batter is pitcher Whitey Ford. And Cheney's first offering is a strike call to Whitey. The Pirate infield drawn up tight all the way around. Stewart maybe a step and a half back off the infield grass at first. Mazeroski about a step back at second. The deep man in the infield grove maybe 2 steps back off the infield grass. And the one strike pitch coming to Ford is a pitch high and away and almost a wild pitch. A ball and a strike to Whitey Ford. Richardson, the runner at third base. He just tripled over the head of the left fielder Simoli against the scoreboard to drive in 2 more Yankee runs. And it's 6-0. The Yankees over the Pirates. Now Cheney with a look to Richardson at third. Into the wide. And here's the 1-1 to Ford. He curved him but got the outside corner. And a strike is called. Mentioned the Stengel was up on the top step of the dugout down the third baseway. Now he's almost out of that dugout. Now the 1-2 pitch coming down to Ford. He curved him again and a strike. 3 is called. A beautiful overhand curveball from young Tom Cheney. Gets Ford. And that'll be the second out. In the top of the third, and here now comes the 9th man to bat for the Yankees in this top half of the third inning. The right-hand swinging third baseman, Cletus Boyer. Richardson is on at third. All ready to go now. Here's Cheney into the move, and the first pitch coming down to Boyer. He swings a high fly ball into shallow left center. Coming in is Bill Verdon, the center fielder. Sets up under it, makes the catch for the final out. And so, at the end of 2 1/2 innings of play, the score, the New York Yankees 6, and the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
Value. one choice from GM.
Now, for 1961, the magnificent new Cadillac, world's most distinguished motor car. A car of matchless performance sculpted in a new trimness and crispness of line and silhouette. Cadillac for 1961, a new inspiration for the motoring world. Thrill to the new 61 Cadillac at your quality Cadillac dealers.
Stop in and see the new Cadillac today. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
The famous World Series demands a famous name in Vichy. Genuine Saratoga Vichy, the world's greatest mixer. Extra lively, extra dry. Saratoga Vichy always tastes best. Be sure to ask for it by name. Saratoga Vichy.
Saratoga Vichy. Yellow label. Saratoga Vichy. Yellow label. Saratoga Vichy.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Baker will bat for the Pirate hurler Tom Cheney. In this last half of the third inning, Whitey Ford throws. The right-hand swinger takes the ball down low and inside. Baker has been in two ball games as a pinch hitter, batted twice without a base hit. Gene Baker, right-hand swinger. Ford into the move now. The 1-0 pitch. Swinging a long fly ball deep down the left field line. It's fading. It's going to be a foul ball. Baker had that one hit and had it hit plenty good. He did not hit a home run in the entire year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batted 243, played in but 33 ball games. Drove in four runs. Gene Baker, right-hand swinger. Now a forward all ready to go. The 1-1 offering is a curve and a strike is called. 1-2 now to Baker, batting for Tom Cheney. Now the 1-2 offering, hold on a minute, Baker backs out of there. Figured Ford working a little too rapidly for him. And the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch to the pinch hitter is inside and pops out of the middle. Johnny Blanchard comes all the way back toward the screen. 2-2 now to Gene, who shrugged back out of the way. Now little Bobby Richardson of the New York Yankees. Now the 2-2 pitch coming to Baker, swinging another foul ball in the dirt behind the plate, and the count continues 2-2. He's having a tremendous World Series. He has knocked in 11 runs in the six games of the 1960 World Series, and in the entire year for the Yankees, Bobby only knocked in 26 runs. Now the 2-2 pitch coming to right-hand batting Baker. A curve is cut out and missed. Strike three. Baker, the pinch hitter, goes down swinging. And Ford notches another strikeout, his second of the ball game, and that brings on the top of the batting order. Left-hand batting center fielder Bill Verdon, who singled to center field to open the Pirate half of the first inning and then was doubled up when Grote hit into a very quick Yankee double play. Yankees 6 runs on 7 base hits, the Pirates no runs on 3. The pitch coming down to Verdon is a curve, but it misses the outside corner, ball one. Pirate faithful now begin to warm up a little bit. The 1-0 pitch coming to Verdon, swinging a ground ball off the first base side, moving into second baseman Richardson, grabs in a belt-high hop, flips it over to first in plenty of time to get Verdon. Two down in the Pirate half of the third. Batter now, Dick Grote. He hit into a very quick double play in the first inning. Well, the Yankees have given their starter, Ford, a 6-run cushion to work with. And Ford throws low inside to the right-hand batting Grote. Ball one. Now Johnny Blanchard pumps up the sign for Whitey Ford. And the Yankee left-hander throws a pitch that's butted. It's foul right behind the plate. And the count is a ball and a strike. In his two starts in this 1960 series, the Yankees have presented Ford with 16 runs and 23 hits. Now, forward into the wind. The 1-1 offering coming to Grote. Swinging a ground ball foul just outside of first, and a mean ground foul that bumped up into the box seats and then came right back out again. So the count to Grote, 1-2. And the 1-2 offering coming down to Grote. Ford deals a swing and a miss. Now strike three. Grote goes down on a curveball that hooked in right over his shoe tops. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. And the score now at the end of three full innings of play, it's the New York Yankees 6, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
There's nothing like a new car. And this year, GM gives you more value, more cars to choose from, more new models that set a new standard of reliability. General Motors reliability.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM, because there's more to choose from. Value and choice from GM.
Today's the day to see your GM quality dealer.
There will be a new hurler in the ballgame for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and the Boss Field fans give him a very warm welcome. The big, tall, dangling southpaw, Vinegar Bend Mizell. Mizell coming in now for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he has made one previous start in the series, pitched a total of a third of one inning, and allowed 3 base hits and 4 runs. On the year, Mizell had won 14 and lost 8 for the Pirates. And Danny Murtaugh pointed this left-hander as being the reason why the Pirates were up there at the end of the year. He came on and did a tremendous job for Pittsburgh. Well, it was Mizell who started the ball game in Yankee Stadium the afternoon, game number 3, that the Yankees went on to win by a score of 10-0. The afternoon, the Yankees got off to a flying start with a 6-run first inning. Well, they've had a 5-run third inning here in this game number 6. And the first batter to face the southpawing Mizell will be Tony Kubek. The big left-hander throw, swing, and a fly ball. Well hit to right. Back on the ball is Clemente waiting now. He makes a best pocket catch to retire Kubek for the first out in the Yankee half of the fourth inning. Roger Maris stepping in now. Maris flat out to center of the first inning, and then he doubled into right field in the third. Ford and Scourin have each driven in a run for the Yankees. Mantle is driven in 2, and Bobby Richardson 2. Mizell throws, strike called Roger Maris. Mizell's got that kind of a windup. You could say he kind of spreads out all over the mound. Tremendous leg action, and that hand of his dips down, almost touches the ground. Now the one strike pitch is up high and a ball, 1-1. Vinegar Ben Mizell. When he first came into baseball, a lot of people called him a left-handed Dizzy Dean. Now the 1-1 offering coming to Maris. Slow curveball. Chips off the outside corner of the letters, and the count is a ball and 2 strikes. Maris looking back to Johnny Stevens as if to say, hey, no such thing. One ball and 2 strikes. Maris still not ready to stand in there. He's having a few more words with Stevens. The Yankees 6, the Pirates nothing. Yankees batting top of the fourth, 1 out and none on. And Maris waiting now, the 1-ball, 2-strike pitch from Vinegar Ben Mizell, the third Pirate hurler of the afternoon. The lefty into the move, the pitch just off the corner, and the count is 2-2. Now the 2-2 coming down to Maris. Third ball is cut on, popped up foul off the third base side, chasing his catcher, Hal Smith, over near the box seat railing. Leaches into the box seat, fell in head first, but could not make the grab. Pirate catcher Smith went all the way into the box seat, head first in there, in an effort to grab that foul ball, but couldn't quite get to it. And the fans giving him a well-deserved round of applause. So the count continues at 2 balls, 2 strikes to Roger Maris, 1 out, none on. In the Yankee half of the fourth inning, now Mizell ready to go. He works. Look out, low bridge, and down goes Maris. He ripped one right up underneath his chin. 3-2. To the hard-hitting Yankee right fielder. Mizell shaking off the first side given by Hal Smith. Now he spreads out in that windup. Here comes a 3-2 to Maris. Swing and a miss. He struck it out. Looks like Mizell pumped that fastball high and tight to Maris and got in for you. Two out. And now batting right-handed, here is Mickey Mantle. He's got three home runs in this 1960 World Series. And has hit some tremendous clouds as a right-handed batter. The pitch is a curve up high and a ball one to Mickey. Mantle attempted a bunt in the second inning, was thrown out by the pitcher. Then he singled to center field in the third inning to drive in two of the Yankee six runs. Now the 1-0 pitch to Mantle. Slow curve, but it fails to find the corner. Two balls, no strikes to Mickey. And the 2-0 to Mantle. It's inside again. 3-0. Well, the Pirate left-handers haven't fared too well against the Yankees. Mizell, Gibbon, and Green have given up 15 runs, 15 hits, and 5 1/3 innings in this 60 series. The pitch to Mantle. It's outside, ball four. So Mantle's on. Mizell has given up the walk. Two out, Mantle at first. And here comes Yogi Berra. Been many great lines written about this fellow Berra. One that always stays with me is, what a wonderful Yogi is Berra, built closer to Firma than Terra. In the Yanks baseball wars, they needed him more than the South needed Scarlett O'Hara. And that was written by one of the New York men many, many years ago. Here we are. Yogi Berra, the batter. Yankees 6, Pirates nothing. Mizell toes into the rubber, ready to go. Looks over to Mantle at first base, and the first one coming down to Yo. Swing and a foul ball in the dirt at the plate. Strike one. Berra this afternoon in the second inning drew a walk, scored the first run of the game for the Yankees. He singled the center in the third inning and scored the fifth run of the game. Now the one strike pitch to, as Casey says, my other manager. Mizell ready to go. And the big left-handed throw, swing and a ground ball down the first base side, backing his steward. He leaps up, makes the grab, now tags up ahead of Berra for the unassisted putout to retire the Yankees. No runs, no hits, no Pirate errors, a man left. And the score at the end of 3 1/2 innings of play, it's the Yankees 6, the Pirates nothing.
I wish to buy a car. I'm Frank Buxton, famous Hollywood director, maker of widescreen movies that grip the audience.
Well, I'm Lance Stokes, and I have wide track Pontiacs that grip the road.
Perfect. I, who am accustomed to soundtracks, have heard that no tracks are sounder than those wide ones.
You're so right. I can see Pontiac is your car. It's the best used in tracks since the days of the horsepower, your car.
The Pontiac story, it would win me an Oscar, my car.
The doors are wider and the seats are higher.
It's long-legged, solid, and swollen with desire.
Chances are you'll find your new car at GM. But there's more to choose from.
Will be stupendous!
What will be, sir?
In front of the theater, wide black footprints of my new Pontiac, immortalized in cement!
Forbes Field comes alive with Roberto Clemente leading off in the last half of the fourth inning. Clemente singled to right field against Whitey Ford in the first inning. And I'm sure the Forbes Field fans are hopeful that Mizell can hold the Yankees where they are, and that the Pirates can get caught up a little bit on Whitey Ford, who throws a slow curve down low and a ball one. Forbes Field fans recall with relish the fact that the Pirates 29 times this season were trailing after 6 innings of the ball game and came on to win. 29 times. Trailing as late as the 6th inning, came on to win. Ground ball hit off the third base side, charging a shortstop. Kubek comes up on a chest-high hop. The quick throw to first in time to get Clemente for the first out in the last half of the 4th. Dick Stewart, who struck out in the first inning. Stewart steps in against Whitey Ford. Yankee outfield deep and around toward left of this power-hitting first baseman. He hit one out of Ford's field straight away to center field. Now the pitch to Stewart is a strike. Good change that Ford got in over the inside corner of the letters. Yogi Berra in left field for the Yankees is back there about 4 or 5 paces from the warning track in deep left field. Now Ford into the move. The one strike pitch to Stewart. Swing and a ground ball sharply hit the left side of the shortstop. Kubek is over there. Made a good pickup. A throw to first. It's in time, and that's all for Stewart. 2 up and 2 down, and ground balls to shortstop Kubek. And now Gino Cimoli steps in. Cimoli went out on the ground ball to third baseman Boyer in the second inning. Whitey Ford cruising right along with a 6-0 lead over the Pirates. Fastball rips through on Cimoli. Strike is called. And the one strike pitch coming to Cimoli is a curve, but it misses inside low on the ball. One ball, one strike. Well, the next strikeout that Whitey Ford gets, if he is able to get a strikeout, will tie another World Series record. And the 1-1 is again too low to Gino Cimoli. 2-1. Ford needed 7 strikeouts to equal the World Series record of most strikeouts in the total series, 62, held by Allie Reynolds of the Yankees. He picked up 4 of them, and 3 of them today makes it a total of 7. And now, if he gets one more, it'll be a new record. Here's a strike 2 call to Cimoli. And the 2-2, inside. 3-2 now. 2 out, then on. Pirates batting last half of the fourth inning. The Yankees, 6, and the Pirates, nothing. Whitey Ford making his second start. He has been, for many years, Casey Stengel's money pitcher. And Mr. Stengel says, seldom, if ever, has he failed to win the important game. Now the 3-2 pitch coming down to Cimoli. It's a strike. 3 called to score. Cut the fastball on the inside corner, and Cimoli has called out a strike. The Pirates are 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Score at the end of 4. It's the Yankees 6 and the Pirates nothing.
Big cars, small cars, any kind at all. Park, your car, your car. Cause you get value and choice from GM.
More new cars to choose from at General Motors. Chevrolet and the new size Chevrolet, the Corvair. Pontiac and a new size Pontiac, the Tempest. Oldsmobile and a new size Oldsmobile, the F-85. Buick and a new size Buick, the Special. And Cadillac. Never before has one company offered so many cars to meet so many needs. That's why when you go to buy a new car, your car...
Get your car, you'll find your new car at GM. Because there's more to choose from. Value and choice from GM.
Waiting for Bill Scarra to step in against Vinegar Ben Mizell. And Scarra in this afternoon. Single to right field in the second inning, and then he hit a sacrifice fly deep enough into right field in the third inning to drive in a Yankee run. He's driven in 5 here in the series so far. Mizell trying to hold these Yankees right where they are in hopes that his Pirate teammates can get caught up a little bit against Whitey Ford. Here are the Yankees in the top of the fifth inning. Mizell into that big windup. The left-hander throws. Scarron attempted to... looked as though he were going to bunt and then pulled the bat out of the way. Took the pitch outside for a ball. But Mizell delivers. Swing and a fly ball. Well hit deep in the alley. Left center field. Running after it as Cimoli can't get it. It's between the outfielders and off the wall and deep left center. Cruising into second base. Standing up with a double goes Bill Scarron.
He banged that one all the way to the ivy-covered wall in left center field, a ramp of about 420 feet. And for Scourin, it'll be his second double of the 1960 series. He really hung it out there. Got it in the alley between Simoli, the left fielder, and Burton, the center fielder. So Scourin opens with a double. And here now is Johnny Blanchard. In his only turn at the plate this afternoon, he's singled to center field. And the pitch. A curve and a strike called as the left-handed hitting Blanchard kind of backed off, looking all the way. Smith pumping the sign. Mizell straddles the rubber out there looking down. Now he toes in and we're ready to go. Scourin walks off a little more lead at second. The set by Mizell, the pitch. Slow curve is outside. One and one. So that this game should end the way it stands right now, Vernon Law is scheduled to pitch in the deciding game tomorrow afternoon. Now the 1-1 pitch coming down to Blanchard. It's up high to the left-hand swinger. And a ball, 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch coming to the Yankee catcher, Blanchard, who replaced the injured Elson Howard. The pitch is swung on a long fly ball deep into right. Clementi seems to have it in range. Backed off to the warning track. Makes the catch. The tag up by Scourin. He's headed for third, and here comes the throw. It's going to be well off the mark, and Scourin moves into third base after the catch of the fly ball hit deep into right field by Blanchard. So with one away now, the Yankees have a runner at third base, and here is little Bob Richardson, who tripled over the head of left fielder Gino Cimoli in the third inning off that scoreboard in the left field corner to drive in two Yankee runs and thereby establish a new World Series record of 11 runs batted in a six-game series. Previous high, 10 by Ted Kluszewski. Well, here's Richardson now looking down to signalman Crosetti in the coaching box at third. Pirates again have drawn their infield up all the way around. The deepest man in the infield is shortstop Grove, back about two steps off the infield grass. The pitch is a pitch out outside for a ball. Evidently, Smitty and Mizell were going to take a look-see as to whether or not Richardson and the moves at third had something going. The Yankees, 6, the Pirates, nothing. Top of the fifth inning, one out, Scourin the runner at third. And Mizell into that full Y now. The big left-hander throws. Richardson looks at a curve that rocks him back off the plate and a ball. Green and Levine are now working in the Pirate bullpen in the right field corner. 2-0 to Richardson. He takes low inside and a ball. 3-0 out of bounds. The Yankee second baseman. And the 3-0 to Richardson. Swing and a line drive caught by the third baseman, Holt. Oh, what a grab by the Pirate third baseman, Don Holt. A screaming line driver, a real blue darter. And Holt made a brilliant one-handed grab and looked to Scourin. Well, the ball was hit so viciously that Scourin didn't have a chance to take any more than a step or so away from the bag. A line drive off the bat of Richardson right into the glove of Don Holt. Boy, I'll tell you, it takes quick reflexes to make that kind of a play. You do or you don't, and Don Holt did. Fine play. Two out. At third, Scourin. The batter now, Whitey Ford. The pitch to Whitey. A strike call. And the one strike offering. Ford swings. A line drive takes one hop in front of the second baseman, Mazeroski. He makes the pickup and throws to first in time to get Whitey. And that's all for the Yankees in the fifth inning. One run, a checker, no runs on one hit. No runs on one hit. No errors and one man left. And the score at the end of 4 and one half innings of play, it's the Yankees 6 and the Pirates nothing.
The second half of this game is being brought to you by the Gillette Safety Razor Company. And what a series this has been for Gillette. The Gillette Super Blue Blade had won 12 million users before the series opener. Well, you can't count them, but since the first game, thousands upon thousands of men have switched to this really amazing blade that positively guarantees shaving speed and comfort you just never experienced before. Super Blue Blade edges are the result of a truly sensational development referred to by graduate engineers as a scientific breakthrough. Here is a giant step forward in shaving technology. You get shaved so clean and easy, so remarkable in every respect, that they're all but unbelievable. Worth trying? You said it. Fortunately, for a limited time, you get a supply of Super Blues with a new Gillette Super Speed Razor and handy travel case for the bargain price of only 89 cents. Or if you're sent for a razor, Super Blue Blades are also available in dispensers of 10 for 69 cents, 15 for $1. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Vichy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
Always ask for Saratoga Vichy, the mixer that's bubbling over with good spirits. And remember, Saratoga Vichy comes only in a bottle, the green bottle with the yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Al Smith, it's the first pitch from Whitey Ford right back through the middle of center field for a base hit, and the Pirates are about ready to go to work on the last half of the fifth inning, and it's our pleasure to turn the microphone over once again to that man from Chicago and the Chicago Cubs, Jack Quinlan. Jack?
Thank you, Chuck, and hi again, everybody. Yes, sir, Smith just lined a single right through the box out into center field to open it up in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Pirates. And here is Don Hoke now, right-handed batter. Hits a curveball, slices it foul up onto the railing of the upper deck above first base, and it's strike one. That's the fourth hit off of Whitey Ford in the ballgame and the first Pirate hit since the second inning. Ford had retired 8 straight bucks. Yankees 6, Pittsburgh nothing in the bottom of the fifth at Forbes Field. 0-1 to Don Hoke. A ball high and outside, backhanded by Johnny Blanchard. 1-1 on Hoke. A prime candidate for the most valuable player honor in the National League. What a series this guy has had, hitting .278, but defensively he's been a gem. Hal Smith on first, nobody out. Pitch to Hoke, another high outside pitch. 2 balls and 1 strike on Don. And the Pirate faithful now have started to come to life. The Yankees scored a run in the second and 5 in the third, and they lead the Pirates 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth at Forbes Field. Last time the Pirates were in a World Series, the Yankees swept them 4 straight back in 1927. Here's the stretch, and the pitch on the way. A ball is high. 3 balls and 1 strike on Don Hoke. Activity continues in the Pirate bullpen. Right-hander Clem Levine and southpaw Fred Green warming up. We're getting down to the tail end of the order. The pitcher is due up fourth in this inning. And if we get as far as the pitcher, he probably would be taken out. Here's a ball four. Hoke walks. 2 men are on with nobody out. That's the first walk Whitey Ford has allowed. Here's Casey Stanton, the Yankee manager, coming to the mound. Now he breaks into a little dog trot, crosses the foul line. He's walking to the hill. There is no action at the moment, but we are going to start somebody warming up in the Yankee bullpen. Bobby Shantz, a left-hander, gets off the bench out there in the bullpen, along with right-hander Bob Turley. So the Pirates have runners on first and second with nobody out in the bottom of the fifth. They're trailing the Yankees by 6. Stengel has had his conference with Whitey Ford and catcher John Blanchard. And here's the old professor skipping back to the Yankee dugout at third. There goes Dale Long, a utility first baseman and a left-handed catcher, out to the bullpen. Bobby Richardson just came in, had a brief conference with Ford. We mentioned earlier, Ford has never won a World Series game on foreign soil. He has a 6-0 lead, but the Pirates have Smith at second, Hoke on first, and nobody out, and the batter, Manzarowski, right-handed swinger. Here's the pitch. Curve, it's low into the dirt, ball one. Pitcher Mizell is due up next. The ball game in the bottom of the fifth. The Yankees lead 6-0. The Bucks trying to battle back, just like they did in New York after dropping 2 games in the series. A high chopper hit foul by Maz down the third baseline and up into the front row of box seats. 1-1 on Bill Manzarowski. one of the finest second basemen in organized baseball, and a dangerous man with a bat. He's been up once, lined hard to Mickey Mantle in center field. That's the only outfield putout behind Whitey Ford today. The Pirate fans talk it up. The Bucks trail 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth at Forbes Field. Smith, who singled, is at second. Polk, who walked, is on first. A throw to first base, and Scourin, behind the runner, had to dive in there to make the catch. As Ford threw that ball in an attempt to nail Don Hoek, the first base runner. Now the stretch by the Yankee left-hander. 1-1 pitch. Curve, strike of beauty, felt high. A ball, two strikes. The way this ball game started and continued through the second and third innings, it looked like one thing for sure was going to happen. The Yankees were determined to run the string out and play seven games. Here's the pitch to Mazeroski. Into the dirt. Nice stop by Blanchard. Ford threw a breaking ball down into the dirt that landed in front of home plate, and on one bounce was trapped by the Yankee catcher, Johnny Blanchard. 2-2 on Maz. Two men on and nobody out. The last half of the fifth inning. Capacity crowd again watching their beloved Buccaneers. Here's the stretch by Ford, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. Curve swung on, a ground ball to Boyer, up with it. Throw to second out. Richardson fires to Scour in a double play. Bill Mazeroski hit into a Boyer to Richardson to Scour in double play. On the DP, Hal Smith moved to third. Hope was forced out at second base. Richardson fired back to Scour in plenty of time to double up Mazeroski. See who the pinch batter is going to be for Mizell. Looks like Rocky Nelson, left-handed batting first baseman, with Hal Smith on third, two out. We're getting a pinch hitter, Rocky Nelson, a left-handed batter. Nelson so far has been up five times and he has two hits. No homers and no RBIs. During the year, Rocky hit 300. Seven homers and 35 runs driven in. Nelson batting for the pitcher, Vinegar Ben Mizell, with a man on third and two out here in the last half of the fifth inning. That means in the top of the sixth, the Pirates will use another pitcher, either Labine, a right-hander, or Fred Green, a left-hander, and that pitcher will be the fourth one used by Danny Murtaugh today. Here's left-hander facing left-hander now. Nelson, southpaw swinger, Ford fires. A curve, it's low and inside of all. 1-0. Yankees 6, Pittsburgh nothing in the bottom of the fifth. Hal Smith on third, two gone now. Ford very cool, calm, confident, winding. Little left-hander delivers a ball. It's wide, it's 2-0 on the rock. Bill Burden on deck. At the beginning of this half inning, the Pirates put on their heaviest threat so far. Smith singling and Hoek walking as the first two batters, then Mazeroski rammed into a double play. Swinging a foul ball into the crowd behind the first base dugout on one bounce. And it's two balls and one strike on Rocky Nelson. Mickey Vernon coaching at first, Frank Osiak at third for the Pirates. The runner on third, Hal Smith. Here's the windup. The 2-1 pitch by Whitey Ford. High curve, letter high, and it's a strike. Two balls and two strikes, and Nelson didn't care for the call by Johnny Stevens, the American League umpire who was working at the plate. Barra in left, Mantle in center, and Maris in right. The Pirate defense shifted to the right for Rocky Nelson. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the 2-2 pitch on the way to Rocky. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a curveball to retire the side. That's five strikeouts for Whitey Ford and for the Pirates in the bottom half of the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on, and after five complete innings of play, it's the New York Yankees 6, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
Hurry on down to your store, honey, and get yourself a great big deal. You'll find out you can save some money on paper made big deal. Supreme Mark III, old man alive, was $2.49, not $1.95. Hurry on down to your store, honey, get yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper made big deal.
It's Paper Mate's Big Deal. The Paper Mate Capri Mark III pen, regularly $2.49, is now just $1.95. Yes, the Capri Mark III, the pen that positively won't skip, even writes over butter, is now yours at the big deal price of only $1.95. And your paper mate is unconditionally guaranteed. If it doesn't perform, we'll replace it. So get a big deal. Get a paper mate Capri Mark III. Was $2.49, now just $1.95.
So won't you hurry on down to your store, honey? Catch yourself a deal, a great, great deal, a great big paper mate, big deal.
Left-hander Fred Green becomes the fourth Pittsburgh pitcher of the ballgame. Mizell worked two innings, did not allow a run, gave up one hit, struck out one, and walked one. And Fred Green is making his third World Series appearance. He has pitched a total of four innings, allowing eight hits and eight earned runs. During the course of the regular season, Green, a 6'4" southpaw, was in 45 games for the Pirates. He won eight, lost four, had an earned run average of 3.21. So it's Fred Green as we open up the top half of the sixth inning with the Yankee leadoff man, third baseman Cleet Boyer, in the batter's box. Boyer has tapped to the pitcher, struck out, and fly to center. It's 6-0 Yankees, the top half of the sixth inning at Forbes Field. Game six, it's now or never for New York. If they don't win it today, there will be no tomorrow. Here's the pitch to Boyer. It's a ball outside. 1-0. Hoke at third, Grote at short, Mazeroski at second, Stewart at first. Samoli, Burden, and Clemente around the Pirate outfield in left, center, and right. The pitch by Big Green on the way. Fastball swung on, well hit right field. Here's Clemente going back, chasing the ball. He's not going to get to it. It's off the bleacher wall on one bounce. Boyer rounding second on his way to third. Here's the peg, and he's going to go in there standing up with a triple. Cleet Boyer triples, opening up the sixth inning for the New York Yankees. Hit number nine by New York, number one off Fred Green. So Boyer says hello to Green with a three-base hit over the head of Roberto Clemente off the bleacher wall in right field on one bounce. Here's Kubek. Tony has grounded out, fly to right field, and been hit by a pitch. The 25th World Series for the Yankees. In World Series play, the American League winner has taken the series 35 times. The National League pennant winner has won the series 21 times. Here's a hit to right field, a line single by Kubek, and here comes Cleet Boyer with run number seven for New York. Boyer scores from third on a single to right field by Kubek. Run number one, hit number two off Fred Green. That's Kubek's third run driven in the series, and his 10th hit in the World Series in six ball games. Kubek on first, nobody out. Roger Maris up. He's flied to center, he's doubled to right field, and he has struck out. Clem Levine loosening up along with Joe Gibbon in the Pittsburgh bullpen down the right field foul line. Kubek on first and nobody out. Pitch to Roger Maris. A swing and a line drive into right field. It's going to drop in for a base hit. Here's the runner rounding second on his way to third. A good throw, but it's high, and the runner's in there, and a head first belly flop. Kubek is safe at third. Here's Murtaugh coming out. Fred Green has given up three straight hits, a triple, a single, and another single. And the Yankees have runners on first and third. There is still nobody out. And Murtaugh quickly jumped out of that dugout on that line hit by Roger Maris, his second hit of the afternoon. And he's on the mound. He gets the baseball, and that's going to be all for Fred Green. The Yankees continuing their attack against Green, which they started earlier in the series, and now Clem Levine, a right-hander, is going to be called in to pitch to Mickey Mantle. Well, Green lasted just to three men here, and he allowed at least one run. And the runners on first and third are also his responsibility. He gave up three straight hits, a triple and two singles, and Clem Levine becomes the second pitcher of the inning and the fifth of the ballgame used by the Pirates. Levine has been in two games. He's worked a total of just one inning. Very seldom during the course of the regular season were the Pirates humiliated in this ballpark. But last Thursday, of course, the Yankees bombed them 16-3. Here in this ballgame, number six in the World Series, the Yankees lead 7-0. The Bucks won 52 and lost 25 here at home during the course of the season on their way to the National League pennant. And in their last 25 games here at Forbes Field, they were able to win 18 of them. Levine is ready. Here's the pitch to Mantle. A swing and a line drive in the left field. It is a foul ball down the third base line, out beyond third, out toward the Yankee bullpen. One strike on Mickey Mantle. Mantle, his first time up, with two strikes on him, tried to bunt, tried to drag, and he pushed the ball right back to Bob Friend, who threw him out. His next time up, he singled, and he walked his last time at bat. Batting left-handed against right-hander Clem Levine, the fifth Pirate pitcher of the ballgame. Runners on first and third, nobody out. Mantle takes a strike, and it's 0-2. The outfielders are pinched in towards center field. They're giving Mickey the left field line and also the right field line. He's a straightaway hitter. Tremendous power from either side, but he certainly demonstrated out here last week that he can really rip the ball from the right side of the plate. He's hitting left-handed right here. Kubek on third, Maris on first, a run is in. The 0-2 pitch from Clem, a ball high and outside. And it's ball one and strike two. Yankees batting in the top of the sixth. They lead the Pirates 7-0. They have 11 hits to 4 by the Bucks so far. Three straight hits drove Fred Green to cover in a hurry here when he came on in relief at the top of this inning. 1-2 on Mantle. Here's the pitch to Mickey. Curveball, it's outside, and Levine again wasted a bad one. Two balls and two strikes. Yogi Berra in the on-deck circle down here to the left. During the course of the season, Forbes Field had its greatest attendance total in history. The Pirates drew 1,705,000. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Ball three, wide to Mantle. Full count on Mickey, 3-2. Last time the Bucks won the World's Championship was back in 1925 when, in seven games, they defeated Washington for the World's title. 2 years later, in 1927, the Yankees swept four in a row. Now the stretch. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swing, a miss. He struck him out. Mickey Mantle went after a 3-2 pitch, and he struck out. And there's one gone with Yankee runners still on first and third, and here's the left fielder, Yogi Berra. He has walked, singled, and bounced out to Dick Stewart, the first baseman. Strikeout number four against the Yankees today. Number one, of course, racked up by Levine. Mantle was the first man he faced. Yankees 7, Pittsburgh nothing in the bottom of the sixth. Levine trying to wiggle out of it. Here's the stretch. First pitch to Yogi. Swinging a ground ball, hit to right field. Here is Kubek scoring. Maris rounding second. He's going to third. Clemente bobbles the ball, and all hands will be safe at first and third. The run will be charged to Fred Green. And it's now an 8-0 ball game. A base hit by Berra. Pass Dick Stewart to his right into right field. Scoring Kubek. And sending Maris to third. Hit number one off Levine. And hit number 12 by the New York Yankees. They now have runners on first and third with two runs into the inning. That was Yogi Berra's third World Series RBI this year. Here's Scourin bouncing one to the shortstop, Grode up, goes to second out. Mass fires the first, double play. From short to second to first, and the Yankees are retired here in the sixth inning, but they scored two runs on four hits, and one man was left on base. And at the end of 5.5 innings of play, it's the New York Yankees 8 and the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing. Well, Dick Grote, the Pirate shortstop, is a real scrapper, a fellow who's hustling all the time. And you can say that again for the Senators' Bob Allison. He's sharp, and he looks it. It figures that he uses and is all out for the new Gillette Super Blue Blades. Bob says, well, now I've seen everything. The cleanest, easiest shaves a man could ever hope to get. Bob Allison says it for uncounted thousands of men. Because Super Blue Edges are made by a radically new process exclusive with Gillette. That gives you shaving comfort that's really beyond telling. Slip a Gillette Super Blue in your Gillette adjustable razor, the type that provides 9 different settings to suit every combination of skin and beard. You're all set for quick shaves, refreshing shaves with comfort that you should know about. So pick up a Gillette adjustable razor set. It includes a supply of Super Blue blades and a streamlined travel case, all for $1.95.
Well,
go to the bottom of the sixth inning now with the Pirates coming to bat. They trail by a score of 8-0 to the New York Yankees, and Whitey Ford, who's just coasting along the way he did at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, is all set to work on the top of the batting order, center fielder Bill Burton. Whitey Ford has 5 strikeouts today, 8 so far in 2 games in this World Series. Here's Burton bouncing one to Bobby Richardson at second up with it. The toss to Skowron in time, and there's one away. 8 strikeouts so far in this World Series for Whitey Ford, and that gives him a career World Series total of 63 strikeouts, which is a brand new record. He broke the one held by Allie Reynolds, a former Yankee. Here now is Grote. He has bounced into a double play and struck out. The pitch is a curve inside, ball one. One out and nobody on in the bottom half of the sixth. Yankees lead 8-0. Ford stretches that pitching arm up in the air, looks in, gets a sign from Blanchard. Wind up by Whitey. Here's the pitch. Grote takes a strike, letter high in the outside corner. A ball and a strike. Well, in 2 outings, his teammates have presented Whitey with a total of 18 runs in these 2 ball games. Here's the pitch. Curve swung on, fly ball, pretty well hit to right field. Maris going back, reaches up, one-handed grab by Roger in deep right field. 2 gone. Here's Clemente, who has singled and been thrown out by Kubek. 2 out and nobody on. Ford just coasting along. Has allowed only 4 hits and only 1 since the second inning. The ball game now is in the bottom of the sixth. The Yankees lead 8-0. Game number 6 at Forbes Field. Clemente, right-handed batter. Here's Ford's first pitch to Roberto. A curve into the dirt right around his shoe tops for ball one. Blanchard working behind the plate. The reason being Elston Howard was hit by a pitch from Bob Friend early in the game and had to be removed. The pitch, sidearm fastball, strike, right around the belt. Howard was taken to the hospital for x-rays. 1-1. 2 out and nobody on base. The last half of the sixth inning. Pirates have a long way to go. A lot of work to be done. They trail by 8. The pitch now by left-hander Ford. Fastball line. There's a shot up the middle. A base hit between Kubek and second base. And Clemente makes the turn and now goes back with a long single. Hit number 5 off Whitey. A single to center field by Clemente. And here is Dick Stewart, the big Pirate first baseman, who has struck out and grounded out so far. A man on first, 2 out. Stewart is greeted with mixed emotions as he steps into the batter's box, which is a story that's a couple of seasons old here at Pittsburgh. Dick, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch. There's a strike right around the letters on the inside corner, 0-1. Of course, many, many times with a few boos in the stands directed at Dick Stewart, he has changed those boos to cheers in a hurry because, as Chuck mentioned earlier, he is one of the real power hitters in baseball. Clemente on first, 2 gone in the bottom of the sixth. The Yankees lead 8-0. That mantle is as far back as he'll play for anybody in center field. Barra deep in left and Roger Maris pretty well deep in right field. Clemente leads. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball chopped to the pitcher on one bounce. Ford fires. He's out by 45 to 50 feet at first base. It retires the Pirates in the sixth. No runs, 1 hit. 1 man left on. And after 6 full innings at Forbes Field, the New York Yankees 8, the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing. Well, there's 6 innings of ball, and the Yankees are giving it their all, trying to even this series up. Well, win or lose, it beats all how a shower and a quick shaving cream shave brightens them up. Men go for instant lather shaving cream, and one of the most popular and fastest-growing brands is Gillette Foamy. You just can't beat Foamy for ease and convenience. Just press the nozzle. There's creamy, full-bodied lather that holds the water against your beard. And a little of that rich lather goes a long way. You use less, you save money. And only Gillette Foamy contains K34, an exclusive antiseptic that destroys harmful facial bacteria while you shave. You can get Gillette Foamy in 2 sizes, regular at 79 cents, or the economical giant can, almost twice as much, for only 98 cents. And Foamy with cool, refreshing menthol added is also available in both sizes. Yankee fans taking their seventh inning stretch. We go to the top of the seventh inning, and Johnny Blanchard will lead things off. He'll be followed by Bobby Richardson, and then the pitcher, Whitey Ford. Clem Levine has finished his warm-up throws, and here is Blanchard stepping in. Yankees 8, Pittsburgh nothing. The game is in the top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. A curve swung on, well hit to right field. Way back, back. It's going to be off the top of the screen in right field. Blanchard rounding first on his way to second base, and he goes in with a long double. John Blanchard, for the third straight time, has hit the ball well, and he just hit a two-bagger off the top of the screen in right field. He didn't miss a home run by very much, just a foot or so. Another foot or 15 or 16 inches higher, and that ball would have been over the screen and into the right field lower deck. A double for Blanchard leading off the seventh inning. Hit number two off Clem Levine, and the 13th hit by the Yankees in this ballgame. They lead 8-0. Bobby Richardson up. Last time up, he hit a screaming shot right back to Don Hoke, the third baseman who spared it. But he tripled earlier and drove in a couple of runs. Here's a ball. It's low and away. Ball one. This fellow may be the smallest man on the Yankees, but he's been dynamite with that bat. 11 RBIs in the series, an all-time record for runs driven in six games. Breaking the mark set by Klizuski of the White Sox a year ago. Here's an attempted bunt, but he held up and the pitch was inside. Ball two. Blanchard at second base, nobody out. Little Bobby Richardson, a number one on his back. Waving that bat around. Blanchard takes his lead. Here's the stretch by Levine. 2-0 pitch on the way. A bunt foul back here to the screen. Two balls and one strike. It was off Clem Levine on Saturday at Yankee Stadium that Richardson had his greatest moment of glory, the Grand Slam home run, to help Ford win 10-0. Two balls and one strike on Bobby Richardson. Johnny Blanchard at second base. The ball game in the top of the seventh, New York leads 8-0. They've been out in front ever since the second inning when they scored one run. Now the stretch. 2-1 pitch to Bobby. Swinging a wild tag ball left center. Way back. It's going to be out there. Verdon can't get it. It's going to go to the wall. Here is Blanchard scoring. Richardson around second. He's on his way to third. And he goes in standing up with a triple. Bobby Richardson, second triple of the ball game. And his third run batted in today. And he now has a total of 12 RBIs in six ball games in this 1960 World Series. Clem Levine gave up a grand slam homer to Bobby Saturday and a long triple that went all the way to the 406-foot sign to the left center field wall here in the seventh inning today. Well, that is run number one and hit number three off Levine, and the score is now 9-0 Yankees. And here is Whitey Ford, the New York pitcher. A man on third, nobody out. Ford has singled, struck out, and bounced out. Whitey drove in the first run of the ballgame with a single off the glove of Bob Friend back in the second. He taps one foul back to the screen, strike one. Nine runs and 14 hits for the Bombers. As they try to square the series at three games each. Joe Gibbon and Red Witt warming up in the Pittsburgh bullpen. Here's the pitch. He's going to bunt. The runner's coming in. Hoke up with the ball. Fires to the plate. He's saved. Suicide squeeze with Richardson scoring. Whitey Ford, bunt of the ball, as Richardson drilled in for the plate. The bunt was pushed right back to Don Hoke, the third baseman, who was playing shallow. He grabbed it on one hop and fired to Smith too late. And Ford has just squeezed in another run as Richardson scores. And, of course, Ford is on first base. That's the second RBI for Ford, sacrifice in a fielder's choice. Run number two off Clem Levine. And it's now a 10-0 Yankee ball game here in the top of the seventh, the same score by which Ford breezed in on Saturday. Here's Cleet Boyer, third baseman. He's had one hit of triple. He's been up four times. Whitey Ford on first base. Still nobody out. Two runs are in. Levine throws a curveball that hits the outside corner, letter high, 0-1. Clem looking in, gets the sign from Hal Smith. Suicide squeeze play a moment ago with Bobby Richardson scoring on a perfect bunt. There goes Ford to second base. The pitch is foul back here to the screen. 0-2. Whitey was taken off. And Boyer fouled the pitch back here to the base of the screen. Two strikes, no balls, the count. The Yankees scored a run in the second, five runs in the third, two in the sixth, and two so far here in the seventh. They lead the Bucks 10-0. Should there be a seventh game tomorrow, it would be Turley, in all probability, against Vernon Law. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the way. A ball that's outside. He shortened up like he was going to lay one down. Ball one and strike two. Johnny Blanchard started the inning with a double off the right field screen. Just missed a home run by a foot or so. Bobby Richardson ripped a triple to left center and Ford squeezed him in. Pike to first base and Whitey jumps back on the bag in time. Stewart returns that ball to Clem Levine. Five Pirate pitchers have been raked over the coals by the Yankees in this ballgame. Pitch on the way. Swinging a shot foul down the left field line. It hits the box seat railing and ricochets out into left field. And will be picked up by Gino Samoli. 1-2 the count on Boyer. Brother Kenny, the Cardinal third baseman, one of the outstanding ball players in the majors. Cleep hit 14 home runs for the Yankees. Among their record-setting 193 home runs this year. Ford leads at first base. The pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to Hoke's left. He's up with it. Fires to Mazeroski. One. The relay to Stewart. Double play. Boyer hits into a double play. Two gone now. And it'll bring up the shortstop, Tony Kubek, who's had one for three. Second double play turned in by the Pirate infield. And the fourth double play of this ballgame, the Yankees also have two. So they're two out with nobody on base here in the top of the seventh inning. The Yankees lead 10-0. Here's Levine winding and firing to Kubek. A swing and a line drive into center field. It may drop. Burton dives. He caught it. A great play by Burton in center field. Diving shoestring somersault catch by Bill Burton. And again, he proves that he's one of the outstanding center fielders in the game today. In the inning, two runs, two hits, nobody left on base, and at the end of 6.5 innings of play, it's the Yankees 10, the Pirates nothing. Elston Howard was hit by a pitch ball and removed from the game earlier today, but you know, Elston is one of the most, well, highly respected young men in the American League. And like most big leaguers, he uses and has some wonderful things to say about the Gillette way of shaving. Well, in brief, he says, and an awful lot of men echo this, when he first tried the Gillette Super Blue Blade, he could scarcely believe there was a blade in the razor. That's how quick and comfortable he found shaving with the Gillette Super Blue Blade. That's no news to you men who've tried the Super Blue Blade. You know. Now you other men. Super Blue Edges are made by a process exclusive with Gillette. Graduate technicians are so enthusiastic, they call it a scientific breakthrough. Won't you try it for yourself? To make it easy for you, Gillette has a special money-saving trial offer. A supply of Super Blue Blades with a brand new Gillette Super Speed Razor in a modern travel case at the bargain price of just 89 cents. Or get Super Blues in dispensers, 10 for 69 cents or 15 for a dollar. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
Are you mixing with the best? Saratoga Fishy with the yellow label. With the yellow label.
Make the sip test. Extra lively, extra dry, genuine Saratoga Vichy always tastes best by itself or mixed in your favorite drink. Be sure to ask for it by name, Saratoga Vichy.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
Yellow label.
Saratoga Vichy.
WGY, WGFM, Schenectady.
Attendance has just been announced. 38,580 here at Forbes Field for game number 6 of the World Series. The Yankee total of 44 runs and 75 base hits is an all-time World Series record. Here's Samoli leading off the last half of the seventh inning. Curveball thrown in low and out, low and inside for a ball. Samoli has grounded out and been called out on strikes. The ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Pittsburgh trails 10-0 to the Yankees. The pitch by Ford. A fastball that's outside, 2-0. Bobby Shantz is up off the bullpen bench again out here in left field, and he's going to start warming up. Two and nothing the count. On Cimoli, who's leading off the bottom of the seventh inning for the Pirates. Pitch, swing and a foul back here out of play. Jim Coates, a right-hander, has joined Shantz in the Yankee bullpen. Just in case Ford runs out of gas here, because he has pitched so far a fine ball game, allowing no runs and five hits through six innings. Here's the windup, and the 2-1 pitch is on the way. Swing and a foul ball. Lifted up toward the roof on the first base side, and it goes up there among some policemen and photographers and newsreel men who are up there by the light tower. Two balls and two strikes to count on Cimoli. He'll be followed by Hal Smith and then Don Hoke. The gold and the glory hanging in the balance of these ball games here in the World Series. The winner's share is going to total around $8,500. The loser's share, approximately $6,500 when it's all sliced up and counted. Pitch, fastball, it's over the plate but low. Three balls, two strikes to count on Gino Cimoli. Cimoli has had 3-for-17, hitting below 200 in the series so far. Ford Whitey. The pitch by Whitey is on the way. Cimoli whacks one, a one-hopper. Kubek knocks it down at short. Picks it up and then drops it again. He couldn't handle it. A hop smash, a sinking line drive that hit the dirt in front of him. He made a whale of a play, and then he bobbled it twice, and he's charged with a boot. An error on Kubek. Well, the Pirates have something started, they hope. With a man on first and nobody out, they are 10 runs behind. That is the seventh Yankee error. Here now is Hal Smith, who's 2-for-2. Curve low and inside for a ball. One and nothing on Hal Smith. He singled in the second and he singled in the fifth. The pitch is a strike just above the knees over the inside corner. One and one on Smitty. No breeze blowing whatsoever. We still have a lot of sunshine here in Pittsburgh. A beautiful afternoon. With the Yankees out in front, 10-0 over the Pirates in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the stretch. Ford fires. Curveball hit down the third baseline foul. And up against the box seat railing again. A ball and two strikes. Don Hoke in the on-deck area off here to the right of home plate. Like Yankee Stadium, the home team here at Forbes Field occupies the first base dugout with the visitors on the third base side. A ball and two strikes on Hal Smith. Cimoli's on first base, the result of an error by shortstop Tony Kubek. Here's the pitch. Curve into the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. Barry in left, Mantle in center, Maris in right. Cleet Boyer at third. Tony Kubek at short, Bobby Richardson at second base, and Moose Scourin at first, playing right on the bag. Now the stretch. 2-2 pitch on the way. A curve, it's low, ball three. Full count. The Yankees 10, the Pirates nothing. The game is in the bottom of the seventh at Forbes Field. Pirates trying to get something going. 3-2 pitch. Curve. A chopper to the third baseman. Shortstop Kubek has it. Throws to Richardson. One. There's no flip back to first base. Force play on Cimoli. The play going Kubek to Richardson. So Smith is safe with a fielder's choice on first base. There's one gone, and here is Don Hoke. Hoke was red hot in the last month of the season for the Pirates. In the last 26 ball games, he hit at a .386 clip down the stretch, helping the Bucks win their flag. He came into this sixth game of the series batting .278 in the previous five games. He bunts a pop-up. The catcher lets it fall in front of him. Here's the throw to Kubek at second base, and Smith is forced. Hoke punted the ball out in front of the plate. Blanchard let it drop to the ground, picked it up, and fired to Kubek, and Hal Smith is forced. From Blanchard to Kubek, Hoke is safe at first with a fielder's choice. Now they're two gone with a man on first, and here's Mazeroski. He has lined out, and he has hit into a double play. Hoke, of course, was trying to bunt for a base hit. He was not trying to sacrifice the runner. He was trying to surprise the Yankee defense to bunt for a hit to put a couple men on for Mazeroski. But it backfired on him, and he's on first with two gone.
10-0, New York leads. Now the pitch to Mazeroski. There's a strike just under the belt on the inside corner at 0-1. Here's a fellow who had a bad first half with the bat, Mazeroski. First half of the season, that is. Not until the All-Star games in July did he finally wake up and start to hit. And he batted well over 300 after the All-Star games, finishing up with a .273 average for the year. One strike on Billy the Kid. Here's the pitch. A swing and a broken bat fly ball to center field. Here's Mantle coming on, slowing up now. He'll make the catch to retire the side. In the seventh inning for the Pirates, no runs, no hits, one error, and one man left on. And the score at the end of seven full innings of play is the Yankees 10 and the Pirates nothing. Well, coming up next for the Yankees will be Maris, Mantle, and Barra. But coming up right now is some news for Gillette. Gillette announces a power spray deodorant for men. 2 seconds, as fast as you can touch the nozzle under each arm, you get 24-hour protection. Right Guard checks perspiration, gets right through and stops odor-causing bacteria. It's convenient. Forget about messy creams, gummy roll-ons, squeeze bottles that hit, miss, and drip. Right Guard's power spray is pleasant, refreshing, and does the job for men. And here's a quick P.S. Women like it, too. You'll like the cool, fresh after-feeling, the clean, fresh scent of Right Guard. Now get 24-hour protection in 2 seconds with Gillette's new Right Guard Power Spray Deodorant for Men. Only 89 cents at a store near you in the bright copper-colored can. We're going into the eighth inning of the ballgame with the Yankees coming to bat. Roger Maris will lead off. He has single, doubled, struck out, and flied out, 2-for-4. He'll be followed by Mantle and Barra. As Casey Stengel sends up some of his big sticks of dynamite here in the eighth inning, with the Yankees already out in front by a 10-0 score. Here's Roger, leading off against right-hander Clem Levine. The windup, the pitch by Levine is a strike right around the knees, 0-1. This Maris is as strong as a bull. Tremendous power. Led the American League this season in runs driven in with 112. Was second in home runs with 39. Here's a curve. It's low and inside. 1-1. Yankees 10, Pirates nothing. Top of the eighth. Game 6. A Yankee win would square the series of 3 games each and put the showdown out here tomorrow. Game number 7. Of course, a Pirate comeback in the last couple of innings would end it all and give the Bucks the World's Championship. Curveball, it's wide. 2 balls and 1 strike on Maris. Poked the third baseman well off the line. He's even with a bag, but swung over toward the shortstop position. Grote is deep over near second base. Mazeroski back on the outfield grass deep at second. Stewart deep at first. Maris, a number 9, levels that batter with the plate. Strong left-handed batter. Levine fires 2-1, and Roger hits a ground ball. A hit to right field. Between Mazeroski and Stewart, and Roger Maris is on with his third hit and the fourth hit off of Clem Levine. A ground single between Mazeroski and Stewart. Maris leads off the eighth inning with another Yankee hit. That's 15 that the Bombers have had so far today. Here's Mickey Mantle, who's had 1-for-3, plus a base on balls. Batting left-handed against Levine. Pitch to Mantle. Mickey checks his swing. The curve is low and inside for 1. Yankees 10, Pittsburgh nothing, eighth inning. It was D-Day for the Yankees. They had to square it or it was all over. Pitch to Mantle. A ball. It's wide. 2-0. Whitey Ford has gone all the way against Bob Friend, Tom Chaney, Wilmer Mizell, Fred Green, and Clem Levine. In the two humiliating defeats that the Pirates have suffered, 16-3 and 10-0 earlier in the series, they used 6 pitchers apiece. A swing and a miss by Mickey and a pitch down around the knees. 2 balls and 1 strike. In each of the last 4 innings, the Yankee leadoff man has led off with a hit. Scourin doubled to open the 5th. Boyer tripled opening the 6th. Blanchard doubled opening the 7th. And Maris singled opening up the 8th inning here. Now the stretch. 2-1 to Mantle. A ball low and outside. 3-1 on Mickey Mantle. The American League home run champion with 40 this year. The only fella in either league to hit more home runs was Ernie Banks, the slugging shortstop of the Chicago Cubs, who ended up with 41, leading the majors. Maris on first, there's nobody out. 3-1 pitch to Mantle. Swinging a bouncing ball to Maz, might get two, bobbles it, throws to Grote out, relay to first base, too late, and Mantle is safe at first. Had the ball been fielded cleanly by Mazeroski and it was well hit, rammed right back at him, he might have had the double play, but he bobbled it. Still was able to get Maris, the head man, on a flip over to Dick Grote. So there's one out with a man on first, Mantle safe with a fielder's choice, and it brings up Yogi Berra, who's had 2 for 3. And a walk. He has scored 2 runs. And he's driven in a run. Yogi, left-handed batter, teammate Mickey Mantle on first and one gone. The ball game in the top of the eighth. The Yankees lead 10-0. Clem Levine, right-hander stretching. Veteran throws a swing and a top ball foul down the first baseline, grabbed by first base coach. Thrown back to the pitcher, Clem Levine. 1 strike to count on Yogi Berra. Well, the Yankees have been pounding that ball around. 10 runs and a total of 15 hits. And they had a series batting average this year of 324 as a team. Now the stretch. And the pitch to Berra. A ball is wide. Count is even now. Ball one and strike one. The Pirates, during the course of the season, had a team batting average of 276, higher than anybody in either league. But the Bucks, so far, even though they have won 3 ball games in the series, have not been hitting the way they did during 154 games in the National League. 1-1 pitch to Berra. A ball gets away from Hal Smith. There's Mantle racing for second base, and he's going to make it without a throw. Ball got away from the catcher, Smith, bounced behind him, and Mantle took off and made it. It's a wild pitch for Levine. So Mickey's in scoring position with one out. And Yogi Berra up there swinging that bat around. Ball 2, strike 1 to count. On left fielder, Yogi Berra. Moose Scourin waiting on deck. Levine checks the runner, delivers a ball. It's low. 3-1 on Berra. The Bucks have 2 more shots at Ford in the bottom of the eighth and the bottom of the ninth. Mantle takes his lead at second base. 3-1 to Berra. Yogi fouls one. Look out into the box seats behind the first base dugout. Ball 3, strike 2 to count. A new baseball thrown out to Clem Levine. Ball 3, strike 2 on Yogi. Mantle at second base, 1 gone. Yankees 10, Pittsburgh nothing in the top of the eighth. Here's the pitch. Curveball. A little pop fly out in the short center field. It's going to drop in. Here's Mantle rounding third. He'll score. Here's the peg home by Verdon. It's going to be close. He's safe at the plate. The ball gets away from Smith, and there's Berra going to second base. It's 11-0 now as Yogi Berra hit a pop fly single out into short center field. It dropped in front of Bill Verdon. And Mantle came racing home. Verdon's throw to the plate was too late. And Berra has just driven in another run. It's an error on Bill Verdon as his throw got away from the catcher. That's the first Pirate error of the ballgame. And it's now an 11-0 ballgame in favor of the Yankees. Berra got to second base when Verdon's throw got away from the catcher. A run is in. Berra has now driven in 2 runs in the ballgame, and the Yankees lead 11-0. Here's Bill Scourin taking a pitch high and inside. Ball one. Scourin has 2 for 3 so far, single and a double, and he's hit into a double play. Drove in a run in the third with a long sacrifice fly to Clemente. Berra on second base, still only 1 out. The game in the top of the eighth, Yankees 11, the Pirates nothing. Here's Levine's 1-0 pitch. Bill swings, chops one out toward second. Mazeroski to his right has it, tosses the ball to Stewart, and they're 2 men gone. Berra takes third on the play. Scourin bouncing out, Mazeroski to Stewart.
And here is Blanchard, who has really displayed a wicked bat in this ball game, with a single, a double, and a long blast to right field. ...313,130 fans have seen the first six games of this series. Blanchard, left-handed batter, takes a Levine curveball outside. It's 1-0. Well, the Yankees have scored in every inning but the first, the fourth, and the fifth. They lead 11-0. Barra on third, two out. Blanchard swings and hammers another one deep to right field. Clemente back near the wall. He can't get it. It's off the screen. Another extra base hit for Blanchard. Barra scores, and Johnny goes in standing with another double. It's 12-0, New York. Johnny Blanchard's second straight double off the top of that screen in right field, and it scored Yogi Barra from third. And that Blanchard has really been hammering this ball. Run number four, hit number five off Clem Levine. It's 12-0 in favor of the Yankees in the top of the eighth. Here's Bobby Richardson. He has two triples to his credit. He has driven in three runs in the ballgame, and he's driven in a total of 12 runs in the six games so far. Blanchard at second base, two out and two runs in. Richardson takes a breaking ball, a strike on the outside corner, letter high. 0-1. The Yankee power has exploded for 12 runs and 17 hits. Richardson takes strike two, curveball at the belt. Blanchard out there at second base, two gone. He takes his lead. Now the stretch. Levine delivers a sidearm pitch, swung on, line in the left field. It's curving. It's a foul ball down the left field line. Bobby Richardson trying to get another RBI. And, of course, every time he should get one from here on in, he will continue to set records. Little man, but he carries a big stick. It's 12-0 Yankees. The ball game in the eighth. Blanchard at second base. They're two men out. There have been three hits and an error in the inning. Here's a swing and a foul into the up against the first base dugout. Still two strikes on little Bobby Richardson. Two runs in here in the eighth. Yankees 12, Pirates nothing. 17 hits for New York against five by the Bucks. A new baseball thrown out to Clem Levine. He roughs it up in his hands. Now he's into the stretch. The check of the runner over the right shoulder. Pitch to Bobby. Swinging a very high fly ball into left field. Somoli moving over to his right in fair territory near the line. Makes the catch to retire the side. In the inning, the Yankees scored two more runs. On three hits, there was one error and one runner was left on base. And the score at the end of 7.5 innings of play is now the New York Yankees 12 and the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing.
Hurry on down to your store, honey. Get yourself a great big deal. You'll find out you can save some money on paper made big deal. Like a pre-mark 3, old man alive was $2.49, not $1.95. So hurry on down to your store, honey. Get yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big paper made big deal.
It's Paper Mate's Big Deal. The Paper Mate Capri Mark III pen, regularly $2.49, is now just $1.95. Yes, the Capri Mark III, the pen that positively won't skip, even writes over butter, is now yours at the big deal price of only $1.95. And your Paper Mate is unconditionally guaranteed. If it doesn't perform, we'll replace it. So get a big deal. Get a Paper Mate Capri Mark III. Was $2.49, now just $1.95.
Won't you hurry on down to your store, honey? Get yourself a deal, a great big deal, a great big Paper Mate, big deal.
We move into the bottom of the eighth inning with Whitey Ford coasting along with a 12-run lead. Dick Schofield, a pinch batter, is coming out to hit for the pitcher Levine.
For Pittsburgh, number 11, Dick Schofield, batting for Clem Levine.
Schofield in the series has been at bat twice and has one hit.
Number 20, Joe DeMaitre, at short.
Now Joe DeMaitre is playing short.
Tony Kubek in left.
Kubek playing left in place of Barra.
Here's the windup. Ford's first pitch. Schofield chops one down the third base line. Cleef Boyer in. Fires the ball to Scower. Nice play by Boyer, and there's one out. So Schofield, batting for the pitcher, bounces out on the first pitch. Boyer to Scower. One away, and it brings up the top of the batting order, Bill Burton. He singled in the first, bounced out in the third, and again in the sixth inning to Bobby Richardson, the Yankee second baseman. One out and nobody on, the ball game in the bottom of the eighth. Ford fires, overhand fastball, a strike just under the belt. 0-1. Here's the windup. Pitched by Whitey Ford. A curve, it's low, and it's even up at ball one and strike one now. 12-0 Yankees. The Bombers have really given Whitey Ford big cushions in each of his ball games. A 10-0 win on Saturday. He leads 12-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning here at Pittsburgh. In game six, 1-1 pitch to Burton. Swinging a ground ball to Richardson again. He's up with it. Easy play, the flip, and they're two gone. Three straight times, Burton has rolled out now to Bobby Richardson. Here's Captain Dick Grote, the National League batting king this year with an average of .325. In this ball game, he's hit into a double play, struck out, and fly deep to Maris in right field. The pitch to Grote, a ball. It's a little bit low, ball one. Yankees have 12 runs and 17 hits. The Bucks, no runs, 5 hits. The pitch on the way. Grote hits a curveball, foul down to the third base coach, Frank Osiak. Looks the ball over. He's going to throw it out of play. A ball and a strike on Dick Grote, the former Duke University All-American in baseball and basketball. Schofield loosening up, playing a little catch out here in the Pirate bullpen in right field now. Whitey Ford trying to post his second straight shutout in the World Series. Pitch to Grote. Curve, a ground ball. It's going to be knocked down by Demastri, the shortstop, but he can't make a play in the shortstop hole on the edge of the grass. A hit for Grote. Base hit by Grote. Hit number 6 off Ford, and that brings up Clementi. He has 2 for 3 today. A single in the first and a single in the sixth. In the fourth inning, they got him to roll out to Kubek, the shortstop. Man on first, 2 gone here in the bottom of the eighth. The Pirates trail by 12-0. Game number 6. Well, the Yankees trying to square things at 3 wins apiece. Here's the pitch. Clementi chops one to the shortstop. Demastri has it. Fires the ball to Scower in a close play, and he's out at first base. So in the eighth inning for the Pirates, it's no runs, 1 hit. Infield hit by Grote, and he is left on. And at the end of 8 full innings of play, it is the New York Yankees 12 and the Pittsburgh Pirates nothing. Well, two of the heroes so far as Pirate fans are concerned, have been little Elroy Face, very modest pitcher, and the almost shy center fielder, Bill Verdon. The Giants' Don Blasingame is like that. He hasn't a whole lot to say on or off the field. So it's gratifying to me how he takes off on the almost unbelievable comfort he enjoys with the new Gillette Super Blue Blade. Well, I've got to brief what he says, but it nets down to this. I get shaved so fast and easy with the Gillette Super Blue that it's hard to believe I have a blade in the razor. That's the experience you can expect the first time you try the Gillette Super Blue Blade. Its edges are produced by a new and exclusive process. Scientists call it a breakthrough. You shave with such comfort, so clean and so quick that, believe me, you'll want to tell your friends about it. Want to try? A nearby store features a special trial offer that won't last long, a supply of Super Blue Blades, a Gillette Super Speed Razor, and handy travel case, all for the money-saving price of 89 cents. Of course, you can buy Super Blue Blades separately. They fit all Gillette razors. 10 for 69 cents or 15 for a dollar. We pause 30 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY 810 on your dial and WGFM, the General Electric station, Schenectady. Here's the weather forecast for interior eastern New York and adjacent western New England. Fair and chilly tonight with scattered frost. Low temperatures mostly in the 30s. Thursday, generally fair and somewhat warmer with increasing cloudiness in the afternoon. The high tomorrow, 65 to 72 degrees.
Dick Schofield is remaining in the ballgame at short for the Pirates as the ballgame heads into the ninth inning. And the new Pittsburgh pitcher is right-hander George Witt. Witt has been in two series games, pitching a total of 1 2/3 innings. He leads off here, and Ford hits a broken bat ground ball to Stewart. He's going to get him. Makes the play all by himself. Ford still has the bat handle in his hand, and the barrel of the bat flew all the way down to the first baseman, Stewart. So Ford is out, Dick Stewart unassisted, on a broken bat ground ball. Whitey still hanging on to that bat handle as he carries it back here to the Yankee dugout. George Witt, the sixth Pirate pitcher of the ball game. We're in the top of the ninth, the Yankees coasting along with a 12-0 lead. Here's Cleet Boyer. Boyer has one hit of triple. Been up five times. Right-handed batter facing right-hander George Witt. Here's the pitch. A ball that's low and outside. Hal Smith does a little barking at the plate umpire, John Stevens. But it goes up on that big board in left field, ball one. One out and nobody on, top half of the ninth. Here's the pitch. A ball that's outside again. Clem Levine worked three innings. He allowed four runs and five hits and struck out one. Friend started it. Then Cheney, Mizell, Green, Levine, and now Witt here in the top of the ninth. Here's a curve high and outside, 3-0 on Boyer, with Tony Kubek on deck. Witt scrapes at the dirt out there in the rubber. The windup by the redhead. Right-hander fires a swing and a 3-0 pitch, and he pops it foul off here to the right, curving back toward the roof, and it hits the roof of the third deck and drops into the box seats downstairs. Right behind the Pirate dugout. Three balls and one strike on young Cleet Boyer, the Yankee third baseman. The windup and the pitch by Red Witt. Swing and another foul ball is going to be back near the light tower, over the roof and onto the street on the first base side. Full count, 3-2. A new baseball tossed out by plate umpire John Stevens to the mound. One gone here in the Yankee ninth inning. The pitch by Red Witt. Swinging a ground ball. A one-hopper to Maz at second base. He has it. Fires to Stewart. Boyer's out. There are two men gone. Brings up the left fielder, Tony Kubek. Kubek has 1-for-4. And a run driven in. He has scored twice himself. Two out and nobody on in the top of the ninth. Looking ahead to the bottom of this inning, the Bucks will send up Stewart, Simoli, and Hal Smith. The windup, the pitch by Red Witt on the way. Here's a ball that's inside, 1-0. Tony Kubek celebrating his 24th birthday today, but the present actually has been handed to Whitey Ford. 12 runs he's had to work with. Here's the pitch. Swinging a well-hit ball to right field. Clemente back, near the wall, leaps, he has it. Clemente caught that ball in deep right field to retire the side, right up against the green wall out there at the 375 side. Three up and three down in the ninth inning for the New York Yankees. No runs, no hits. Nobody left on, and that is the first time since the first inning that the Bombers have been retired 1-2-3. And the score at the end of 8.5 innings of play is the Yankees 12 and the Pirates nothing. Well, the Yankees came fighting back here this afternoon after trailing in the series 3-2. I guess every series has its high spot. And to many men, a high spot was their introduction to the almost unbelievable shaving comfort of the wonderful Gillette Super Blue Blade. Have you tried this amazing new blade? For you men who haven't, believe me, I've got plenty to back me up in this statement. You're missing a thrill you'll remember for a long, long time. Because this blade gives you clean shaves, easy shaves, so fast and comfortably you just can't describe it. Super Blue Edges are produced by a brand new process, exclusive with Gillette. And this blade fits all Gillette razors. Try it on Gillette's money-saving special offer. Until the supply is exhausted, you get a dispenser of Gillette Super Blue Blades, a super speed razor, and sturdy travel case, all for only 89 cents. A dispenser of 10 Super Blue Blades costs 69 cents, 15 for a dollar. In the last half of the ninth inning, the Pirates come to bat with a tremendous task in front of them, to score 12 runs to tie this ball game or 13 to win it. Dick Stewart leads off, and he takes a curve outside for ball one.
Stewart has not hit a ball out of the infield yet in this ball game. He has struck out, grounded out, and tapped to the pitcher. The pitch by Whitey Ford. Fastball fouled up near the roof. Onto the roof on the first base side. It's 1-1 on Dick Stewart. Whitey Ford has allowed a total of 6 hits. And only in the first inning did he give up more than one. He gave up 2 in that inning. Here's the pitch to Stewart. Swing and a sharp breaking curveball. 1-2. Kubek in left, Mantle in center, and Maris in right. The ball game in the bottom of the ninth. The Pirates trail 12-0. Whitey Ford rocking back. Let's her go. Curveball that's low and inside, right around the shoelaces. And the count is even up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Simoli on deck, waiting off here to the right. Ford shrugs his shoulders. He's pitched a tremendous ball game again today. A 6-hit shutout through the first 8 innings. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Stewart. Fastball hammered foul up through the light tower and onto the street on the first base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes on deck. Well, it's a cinch. Vernon Law will get the call tomorrow. Who Stengel will go with, he may not say till tomorrow morning, the same as he did today. But it could be Turley. He's had 5 days rest. Here's a line shot on a curve into the bleacher seats in left field. Down the line. By tomorrow, Turley will have had 6 days rest. And he should be strong as a bull. He warmed up earlier today in the Yankee bullpen. You never know what the old professor's going to do, who he may call on. He may surprise everybody. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Stewart. Changes up and the ball is in the dirt in front of the plate. 3-2. Ford has walked only one man. That was Hope back in the fifth. He has 5 strikeouts. And he's given up only 6 hits. He's 3-2 with Dick Stewart leading off in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to the shortstop, to Maestri. In near second base has it. Fires low. Skarin scoops it up at first base, and there's one gone. Well, Whitey has had those Pirate hitters beating that ball into the dirt. There have been only 3 outfield putouts behind Whitey Ford. One gone in the last of the ninth. Here's Gino Simoli. Grounded out, struck out, and been safe on an error. Here's a line shot, a base hit into right center field. Maris over, backhands it nicely on one hop, and he's going to be held to a single. Hit number 7 off Ford as Simoli gets a one-out single here in the ninth inning. A blast over the head of Bobby Richardson, a line single into right center field. Hal Smith up. He's had 2 for 3 in the ball game. 12-0 Yankees lead, the bottom half of the ninth. Smith, right-handed batter, former American leaguer. Whitey Ford into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Smith swings and fouls one down here to the left over toward the Yankee dugout at third base. 0-1. Well, barring a miracle now, we're going to be back here tomorrow for Game 7. One out on the bottom of the ninth, and the Pirates trailing by a dozen. 12-0 New York leads. Simoli with a good lead. Here's the pitch. Curveball chopped toward third. Look out. Might do it. Boyer goes to Richardson for one. The relay, it's all over, and the Yankees have squared it up. A double play hit into by Hal Smith from Cleet Boyer to Bobby Richardson to Moose Skarin. And in the inning, it's no runs, one hit, and nobody left on. And the Yankees have defeated the Pirates here today by a score of 12-0. The second straight time that Whitey Ford has thrown a shutout in this series. On Saturday at Yankee Stadium, he beat the Pirates 10-0. Today, it was 12-0. And we're going to be getting the totals for you in just a moment. But this was the first time that Whitey Ford has ever won a ball game in World Series play on foreign soil. He had never defeated the opposition away from Yankee Stadium. Today he did it, however. And in doing so, he kept the Yankees right in it. They are very much in the series now, because after 6 full ball games, it is tied up. The Pirates have won 3, and the New York Yankees have won 3. But in the bottom of the ninth, there was no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. And the Yankees win the 6th game by a score of 12-0. And now here to recap it for you and wrap things up with the totals is Chuck Thompson.
Well, Jack, it's a kind of a familiar story in that the Yankees have now done it three times to the Pittsburgh Pirates in this 1960 World Series. While the Yankees win them in this 1960 series, they have really won them big. The Yankees in six games now have scored a total of 46 runs on 78 base hits and have now drawn even with the Pirates at three games apiece. A walk to Yogi Berra, Scour and then single to right, and Friend hit Elston Howard to load the bases in the second inning of the ball game this afternoon. Then Ford ripped an infield hit off the glove of pitcher Bob Friend. That gave the Yankees a 1-0 lead after the second inning of play. Bob Friend hit Tony Kubek leading off in the third inning, and he took third on the Maris double to right field. Mantle knocked them both in with a single to center. Barra then singled to center, sending Mantle on to third, and pitcher Bob Friend left the ballgame at that point. Scourin greeted the new Pirate hurler in the third inning. Tom Cheney with a sacrifice fly to right field. That scored Mantle. Blanchard, who replaced Elson Howard, singled. Barra moved to second, and Richardson brought them both home with a triple over Simoli's head in left field and brought his runs batted in total to 11 in six games, which incidentally is a new World Series record, and the Yankees were out in front 6-0 after three innings. Yankees got two more runs in the sixth inning on leadoff triple by Boyer, a single by Tony Kubek. Barra single sent Kubek to third, and Barra scored him with another single. And it was the Yankees 8 and the Pirates nothing after six innings. Blanchard's double and Richardson's triple plus a forced squeeze bunt got two more in the seventh inning, and the Yankees led 10-0 at the end of seven innings. And the Yankees also picked up two more runs in the eighth inning on a total of three base hits. In the fifth inning, the Pittsburgh Pirates had their only move against Whitey Ford going this afternoon. They had men on first and second with none out, but then Whitey Ford got Mazeroski to hit into a double play from third to second to first. And on that double play, Hal Smith moved down to third base, and he was the only Pirate runner all afternoon to reach that far. And the Yankees had everything their own way this afternoon. And the totals read, in this sixth game of the series, the New York Yankees, 12 runs, 17 hits, one error, and eight men left on. The Pirates, no runs, seven hits, one error, and six men left on. Whitey Ford is the winning pitcher. His 1960 series record, two wins and no defeats, and his entire series record in his career with the New York Yankees now shows seven victories and four defeats. The losing pitcher again today will have to be Bob Friend, and his record will be no victories and two defeats. The time of the ball game was 2 hours and 38 minutes, and 38,580 fans paid their way into Ford's Field to see the Yankees shut out the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 12-0 in the sixth game of the series. So they could say again that the folks are as good as the people. The Yankees have won three and the Pittsburgh Pirates have won three. And tomorrow all of the marbles will be up for grabs. And manager Danny Murtaugh has named Vernon Law to start the seventh and deciding game here at Ford's Field tomorrow afternoon. And as Jack Quinlan mentioned a little while ago, the old professor, Casey Stengel, has not as yet named a starting pitcher for tomorrow's deciding game. Some of the guesses at the ballpark this afternoon most logically turn toward Bob Turley, who will now have had six full days rest, and that might be a good guess, but of course, with Mr. Stengel, you never know, and sometimes it does not pay to guess with the old professor.